Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, Grudge World. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday of Grudge Talk. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is going to be Crew Chief. Crew Chief, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Lady. How about yourself? How about yourself?
Very well. Thank you for asking.
Okay. That's what's up. So before I start, let me ask you how your day was before I start the show.
My day was wonderful. How was yours?
It's been a long week for me. But it's been positive. Definitely been positive.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm just ready for the weekend. Start cutting some ass. hold on 1 second.
Not a problem. While we're waiting on Crew Chief, guys, if you desire to have a free copy of this month's Grudge Inc. magazine, please press the 1 button and I'll take you in a private room, get your information, and get that out to you as quickly as possible.
Okay, Lady A, I'm back. Appreciate you holding it down for me. Before I go ahead and start today's show up, first and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for making all this possible. Next, I would like to go into my sponsors, my official sponsors for Team Big Low. First, we got DNL Performance, PRG Racing Engines, PDL Transmissions, TRZ Motorsports, Mickey Thompson Tires, AA Performance, Eric's Automotive, Speed and Truck World, my main man Mikey and Dino down there in Fort Lauderdale, Speed and Truck World. Race Fitting, Southern Muffler, Grudge Inc., Applied Nitrous Roofing Manifolds, Horsepower Cells, Obnoxious, Team Obnoxious Racing Apparel. They sponsor us. They hook us up with nice fancy shirts to wear at the track when we're out and about. So I got to give a big shout-out to them boys. Much love, Team Obnoxious. Southern Muffler. Bear with me. I'm rambling off the top of my head because, unfortunately, I don't have my paperwork in front of me right now. But Southern Muffler, y'all need a good set of mufflers. And y'all anywhere down south, Homestead area, y'all check the man out over there at Southern Muffler. World Jeep, Johnny Picks, Remy Martin, VSOP, please drink responsibly. All right, now that I got, I think that's pretty much about everybody. If I missed anybody, sorry that I missed anybody. Now that I got that out of the way, I'm ready to go ahead and start this thing on up. How the phone line looking, lady?
Well, we do have some callers sitting in queue. I'll go ahead and open up our first mic, which is going to be with Kevin. Kevin, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, crew chief? Just try to check in.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing going on up here in the Motor City, man. Just dealing with this weather today.
Oh, man, y'all got bad weather up there?
It got a little hot. It got cool on us. We was enjoying that. Then it got hotter on today.
Oh, okay, cool. That's what's up. So y'all ain't got no rain then, huh?
No, we ain't got no rain.
Okay, that's good. So what you got going on, brother? You plan on making it to run the ground race this weekend?
No, we are coming down from the north and Bay to south.
Okay, y'all coming down from the north and Bay to south. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And I appreciate that. Well, I'll see you when y'all come down here and try to invade the south.
All right, sir.
All right, appreciate it. Lady, who else we got on the line? Well, I got a couple people that I might need you to get online for me, but I'm going to go ahead to my lines first and foremost to see who I got on because they might already be on the line before I start sending out requests. Lady, are you with me? Lady must be in the private room, so when Lady come back, I'm pretty sure she'll fill me in. But, this weekend, ho, before I even get into the weekend, I want to go ahead and put this out there. The rain out date for Chaos and County Line. The rain out date for Chaos and County Line is going to be October 20th. It's a rain out date for Chaos at County Line Pine Trees versus the Palm Trees. We're going to go ahead and get that in full effect. So that's that. Now that I got that out of the way, this weekend, the big show going down in Valdosta, South Georgia Motorsports. Hold on, give me one second. I'm getting all these wires over here left and right, so I'm trying to get to everybody, so be patient with me. Okay, now I got that out of the way. As I was saying, Ronnie Brown race this weekend, this Saturday, we got the big G-body race going on, as everybody knows, 15th. Saturday the 15th, we got a 29, the baddest motherfucker on 29, and he's going to have that, the baddest G-body on 29. He's going to be 5,000 payout, going to be a bunch of heavy-hitting brothers up in that thing, ready to go to battle to see who's going to pull it off. Chad Henderson, Gangsta Boo, Big Low, Chain Stack, and a couple other brothers. They're going to be in there, throwing blows at one another. And same thing for those 28 guys. Going to be the baddest G-body on 28 stock suspension. They're going to be over there battling out, trying to make it happen for everybody. So with that being said, y'all definitely come out. We got quite a few road races locked in that's going to be taking place this weekend. We got Big Low with the Moneymaker. He's going to be getting down Baldy and Big Clark. They say they're both going to meet up at the track. They locked in to go to battle. Icy Boy, Dirty Red. I know Dirty Red. Dirty Red, I know you out there somewhere. Push the one button. Let me go ahead and get your mic open. Big King, if you out there, push the one button, Big King. Let me get your mic. Let me get your mic open. My main man, Dog. My brother from another mother. If you there, push the one button. If not, Lady, go ahead and see if you can grab a couple of those for me. I need Mike Hill. Mr. Mike Hill. I need to get his get him on. Is Jay Barnes with us today?
Let me check for you just a second.
All right. But, yeah, as I was saying, you know, there's going to be a lot of good grudge races going on. I mean, so many that I can't even name off the top of my head as of right now. But it's definitely going to be one of the biggest races, if not the biggest race of the year so far to date. I'm expecting this race to be the biggest, one of the biggest road race of the year. I mean, this far in the year. Jay Barnes, what's good, brother?
Yes, sir. I was just sitting here listening. I had to push the one button, but I was on. You know, I couldn't miss my brother from another mother out of South Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. You know, hey. For everybody who don't know, Jay Barnes is my older brother, you know what I mean, from another mother.
And where is my second brother from another mother? medium size though. He ain't big though.
Medium size though. I don't know. He put on a couple pounds, Jay, so he's working his way back up to big low.
Okay.
But he at the shop, you know, he turning wrenches, you know, I'm going over everything and making sure we got everything together for this weekend. I'm pretty sure you're gonna be in South Georgia this weekend, correct?
Oh, definitely. And I've been reminding everybody that the main song that you and Big Lope been singing is that y'all got y'all swag back. Is that true?
Exactly. Man, you gotta believe it. I got my swag back. Dog tried to lock me in on his show. And then once I went to lock in, he backpedaled on me. He wanted to tell me what I had to drive, what I had to be in, all this and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I was coming with a truck to race. So
yeah,
that's why I want to get main man Dog on. I got some two things I want to clear with him. Is Tony Bonds around, Lady? See if you can get Tony. I know it's Wednesday. They might be over in Darlington. But see if you can get Tony Bonds online. I got somebody want to do something with him. You want to go ahead and lock him on in with Rumbo. I know he got a few things going on this weekend as well, as far as the Moneymaker and what he calls it, called Mellow Yellow or the Lemon or the Lime or whatever you call it. You know, Big Ball Fact, them, they got things going. 901 boys, they're supposed to be in the building. We're going to try to get it on with them. So, Tony Bonds, let me see if I can get, Tony Bonds on the line for me.
Okay.
Tony Bonds and Dog, if you can get them. Big Ken, Big Clark, all them guys. Is Gunner on the line? We got Gunner. Hey, Gunner, if you're there, push the one button, Gunner. I need to try to get Gunner Mike hot. If he's out there. If not, I'll check back in with him a little bit later. So, Jay, what's the deal with you, brother?
Man, I'm up here just getting prepared for the race of the year. Running Brown, South Georgia Motorsport. Man, I already got my clothes ironed. You know, I'm from the old school. I got them ironed already, laying out and everything. So, I'm ready.
Damn, Jay, sound like you like that kid at the first day of school. I already know what he's going to put on the whole nine.
Yes, sir.
Got to lay it out.
Got my grip and everything. Yes, sir. And my wife's packed. She ain't packed it yet, but I got me a little lunch pack, you know, for the put little stuff in it. You know, she got me looking good, man. I'm dressed, you know, all my shit matching everything. Man, I'm on. I'm ready. I'm waiting on Saturday morning. I'll be there early.
Shit, I will too. I'll be there bright and early. Like, soon as the gates open, we'll probably be one of the first teams to roll up in there. But let me ask you this question. What are your predictions on this 29 race?
The I'm gonna stick with. Let me ask you one question.
Go ahead.
Is medium low in the race?
Yeah, medium low in the race. We coming to get that. We coming to get that money. We coming to get that money.
There it is. Medium low from start to finish. Cut the check. Write it out.
Now that's what's up. Put our name on it. Stamp sealed and delivered, huh?
Exactly. I mean, no issues. Now, the swag is back. You know, it's just going to be proof of the pudding. It just, listen, that voodoo that they eased in, you know, in y'all back pocket, it done rotted. It done fell out.
It done fell out. It definitely done fell out. And, hey, we going to show them what time it is come Saturday. Like I say, I'm predicting us to go to the finals. You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, it ain't gonna be no easy fight. We gotta fight every round to get the way we're trying to go. But as long as we don't have any catastrophic failures, hey, we gonna be in it for the money. I tell you one thing: we ain't worried about no Nikes, we ain't worried about no turbos, we ain't worried about no blowers. As long as they stock suspension on 29 or 315 drag radio, whatever the case may be. As long as they got a top side that's equivalent to us in the G body. Stock suspension, outlaw stock suspension, we won't really give. They can come on. I mean, we ain't ducking nobody. We ain't running from nobody. I know they're going to get on. I'm going to have a couple callers jump up and say the gangsta boo. But one thing about it, if we meet up that way, we got to do what we got to do. You know what I mean? So with that being said, so what are your predictions on the 28 race? Let me ask you that. Who you like favorite to win on that 28 race?
My man on the 28 is going to be, I don't know if the white boy is in it. You know, I'm going with the white boy.
Okay. I'm almost certain they're going to come and run at it. I heard they've been winning all the G-body 28 races around the last couple of weeks. So I'm almost certain they're going to come and run at that 5,000.
That's right. Yeah, that's where I'm at, you know.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. I can agree with you on that because if I had to pick somebody over there on 28, I would pick the white boys as well. Hold on, Jay. Gunny.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Crew Chief? Governor Crew.
Nothing, man. I had to get you on. I wanted to make sure you were on the phone because I'm gonna start some shit here in a little bit.
Let's go. I'm ready for some shit.
I'm gonna get ready to start some shit. Hey, lady, hey, are you? Lady A.
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? By any chance, can you get Michael on the line for me?
I will do that for you. Just a moment.
Get him on the line. You know, call me Jake. Jake.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You call me brother. What's good?
Coochie, give me a heads up. What shit are we about to go play with?
Man, listen here, man. You know Mike got a race. He locked in with the Florida boy. Scrivino Motorsports for the 15th this week in the Ronnie Brown race.
Okay. Oh, that's right, Scrivino. That's right. Right, the truck, tire and truck world.
Yeah, speed and truck world. Exactly.
Speed fight. You know,
official team sponsors are Big Low. You know what I'm saying? They look out for us, show us a lot of love, help us out. You know, any way they can. So, with that being said, Mike Hill made this phone call and said that he was bringing his car to Ronnie Brown race on the 15th. So he said, being that he was coming that way, he was interested in possibly grudging if he could find somebody to grudge. So, of course, he made a call to the fellas down here and said, hey, look, you think you can find me a race? And, I mean, within a matter of minutes, had to be maybe like 8 minutes, 10 minutes tops. We made a phone call and had him locked in. You know what I mean? And it's been on. Since then, Mike said he ain't heard nothing. 4 to 15, it was going down. So, you know, yesterday on. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, I like Speed and Truck World. I got Speed and Truck World pajamas on right now. And, as Jay Barnes knows, I don't miss an opportunity to miss no sleep. Hell, I'm in the bed right now. I got Speed and Truck World pajamas on right now.
Like, nah, that's what happened. You know what I mean?
Damn,
so, yeah, like. As I was saying yesterday, you know, dog,
he had his show, and he was saying something about anybody from Florida push the one button, we won't lock in, this and that, another. You know, I was calling on from another phone, and somebody was already, you know, had on because I couldn't get in. I was just listening, but I got in, and, you know, they tried to get some things going and couldn't get it going. So guess what my show is. We got Florida going out of Florida crew on here, and we're going to be pushing up on them Georgia and Carolina boys real hard. So I'm going to put the call out right now. Any motherfucker coming to South Georgia Motorsports and want to do something with anybody from Florida, push the motherfucking one button so we can get this shit on and pop. We can go ahead and get this out of the way early. We ain't got to wait to 10:59. Start talking this shit. We're going to start talking it right now. So everybody from Georgia, Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, the Keys, California, wherever. If you want to do battle with anybody in Florida, you got anybody that has a car, got a target on their back and trying to hit the one button. Let's get this shit popped.
Okay,
right now, but in the meantime, I need to get Mike Hill on the phone. I want to talk to Mike.
Crew Chief, let me make some phone calls. Let me see if I can get some other people online. I did try to call Mike about that. I did try to call Mike about 30 minutes ago. He didn't pick up the phone, so he may be tied up. But Lady A, by all means, if you can once again try to get Mike Hill on the line, and let me see if I can get some folks on the line to see if they want to do something with y'all.
Hey, while you doing that, Gunny, do me a favor. See if you can get Duggan and Law on the line, because I know the Icy boys been looking for them. Dirty Red, if you're on this, Dirty Red, push the button.
All right. Let me go to work. Let me dial some numbers from the let me get some numbers in, and we'll go from there.
All right, do that. Lady A, could you grab Big Ken for me? And matter of fact, do this for me. Grab DJ Grant. That's what I need. Grab DJ Grant if you could. Mississippi Joe, if you'd have push the one button. DJ Grant, if you'd have push the one button, let me go ahead and get y'all mics wide open. Because it's gonna be an explosion on the 15th. You know what I mean, it's going down really big, and we're definitely gonna make this happen. Definitely gonna make this happen. You know, Ronnie Brown, he's my main man. He show a lot of love. Oh, I forgot. Ronnie Brown, official team sponsor of Team Big Low. I'm my bad, Ronnie. I forgot you, bro. I don't even know how I let that slip my mind like that, man. Once again, Ronnie Brown, big shout out to Ronnie Brown, official team sponsor of Big Low. So, with that being said, like I said, it's going to be an explosion at this race this weekend. If you ain't in the building, you sleep. So come out and support, check us out, see what it's all about. Trust me, watching that DVD that you're going to get a couple weeks after the fact ain't going to be the same. It's going to be good. It's going to be a banging-ass DVD, but it ain't going to be the same as watching it yourself.
What's happening, Cooper Chief?
Man, what's going on? Who am I talking with, brother?
Uh-oh.
It's Big Clark. Somebody said you were looking for me, brother.
Oh yeah, brother. I'm pretty sure you was on dog show last night.
Somebody said you were looking for me, brother.
Yeah, I was. You know I'm looking for you, brother. You already know what's coming up this weekend.
Of course. What you got on your mind? What you got on your mind, brother?
I just want to make sure you know what's going on. I want to make sure you don't duck out on us. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I got a real good. Hey, I had a birdie land on my shoulder. And they whispered in my ear and say Baldy was going to be there. And if he catch your ass anywhere around the track, he's going to beat you like a red-headed stepchild going down through there.
Hey, man. I've been looking for Baldy. I've been looking for Baldy for 2 months. Baldy don't want none of my trouble.
Well, no fun.
Hold on one second.
I hear you talking, Big Clark. I hear you talking. Don't sound like you got a little time, but too much. Yo, look. Who that? Somebody call me? Can anybody on the line right now, can anybody on the line get me dog on the phone? I need dog on the phone. I know he'll probably call in an hour or so later. You know, he pop up, you know, later on in the show. He normally don't really pop in too early. Oh, Tight Man, if you out there, Tight Man, push the one button. I need to get you on, Tight.
Chief, I'm coming right back to you. They just called me from another show. I'll be right back to you.
No, ain't no problem, bro. None of your business. None of your business. We'll wait. We got all night. They ain't got much time as we got anyway. Anyway, yeah, I need to get dog. I need to get dog on. If anybody listening on the radio right now, anybody listening can get dog online for me, or anybody can get a message to him, tell him at his first chance he get called into the show, because I'm looking for him. Big Ken, I need to get Big Ken on the mic. I need to see what's up, man. You know, the boys been selling mean wolf tickets the last couple weeks about what they was going to do, how they was going to do. Yo.
Do what now?
Who am I speaking with? Is it Clark?
You're digging the law.
What it is?
Digging the law.
Oh, digging the law. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, what you doing?
Oh, man, hey, man, I'm trying to see what's up with y'all boys, man. I need to try to get Dirty Red online. I know I heard Dirty Red been looking for y'all, and y'all been, you claim y'all been ducking, so.
Dirty Red, who is
Icy Boys. He drive the Icy Boys S10.
Well, they ain't been trying to get in touch with me.
What's going on? Yeah, you say y'all been ducking, man. You trying to get at y'all, and no response. It gets y'all up on the internet. Y'all boys been ghosts, MIA. I'm trying to see if y'all going to make the show this weekend, man.
What is show supposed to be at?
Valdosta, South Georgia Motorsports.
Valdosta?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Shit, we hadn't, me and the guys hadn't planned on doing them, but shit, I can talk to them and see what's up. But hell, I ain't know nothing going on.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. Let me give you the rundown of what's actually gonna be taking place this weekend. You're gonna have a lot of motherfucking G bodies from the nobodies to the everybodies on 28th. You're gonna have the baddest motherfuckers on 29 G bodies. Then you're gonna have quite a few S10s gonna be in the building.
Bro, geez.
Yo, that sound like Big Ken.
Nah, that's the stunner, baby.
Oh, that stunner. Okay. All right, hold up with me. Give me 1 second. Let me finish talking to Duncan along real quick, and I'm gonna get back with you, BJ. Hold on. But you're gonna have a lot of S10s in the building looking for action. Then you're gonna have two of the baddest pro mods on the East Coast. Going to battle head up on the 15th.
On the 15th?
Yeah, it's going to be Mike versus Mike. My bad, Mike versus Mikey.
Okay.
Mike versus Mike, however y'all want to put it. It's going down. Guarantee you Mike going to win, so.
Okay.
So with that said,
we'll try to make it. Give me a chance to holler at my guys and see what they got going on, and then we'll go from there.
All right, ain't no problem with that. All right, well, I just want to, you know, see what the deal was with y'all, because I've been getting phone calls, because y'all was ducking, y'all wasn't doing nothing, so I wanted to see if y'all were living up to y'all name.
Talk real cheap, you know, everybody, if you had to pay to talk, a whole bunch of people would be quiet. Hey, if you had to pay to talk, you can register. A lot of people, you'll never know their name.
So, talk like this.
We don't talk, we race.
That's what's up. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get the number right here.
I lock it in, and I'll call you and give you a definite on everything.
All right, lock me in, brother.
All right, then, I got you.
All right, appreciate it.
Check this. Yeah. All right.
DJ. Yes, sir. DJ Glenn. Nah, you know, hey, you my boy. You one of my main partners, you know what I mean? So I got to holler at you. I got to get to your blood raw. Is you coming to
blood raw.
South Georgia this weekend?
You better believe it.
You better believe it.
If I don't have no hood and no windshield, I'll have some goggles on and no hood. I'm going to be in right off.
Okay, that's what's up. That's all I need to know. Now, next question. Is Trey One going to be in the building?
I think he is trying to be in the building. I know he said he had something that he had to do or was trying to restructure or something. So I'm not 100% sure, but I know he's definitely trying to be in the building.
Okay, now let me ask you this question. Okay, moving right along. Can you get him on the line for me?
Yes.
If not, send him a text. Tell him call the show and push the one. I need to give him a test a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll text him right now.
All right, appreciate that. Gunny, my main man, Gunny. You there, bro? Gunny Picks. Did you leave me or you still?
Hey, Cookie.
Yep, talk to me.
Trey One is already on the line. He just texted. He's already on the line.
Oh, Mr. Trey One, push the one button. What's the last four so I can get him on so I can have Lady A look him up real quick?
His last four is
6825. 6825 with his hand.
I just opened the mic.
What's going on, bro? What's up with you, man? I got one little bird landing on my shoulder, so you're gonna be a lot off of this weekend on a set of 29s, man.
Not Trey One. This ain't Trey One.
Who the hell? Double O?
No, Daniel. Daniel ain't no Double O. Who else it is?
Oh, my bad. This is a turtle. It's a turtle mobile. What's up, man?
What's up, Red? She tried to get to him. I ain't got a hostage. I don't know. I ain't heard
that
from neither. I thought you had a
hostage. No, I definitely have a hostage. I know they were talking big fast about what she was going to do and how she was going to do it. All I know her time running out. I'm trying to see if she done got herself together. What?
I don't know. I ain't heard that from him neither.
Well, ain't even called. But then we can usually call. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to see exactly what Nick is, man. I mean, if you know it, hey, I'm just trying to see where she at. I can't get Big Ken on the line. I can't get Dog on the line.
I
can't get Tony Dog on the line.
Second and Long was on the phone. I tried to hurry up and click in before they got off the phone. They don't got off yet.
Who's Second and Long? I can get him back on.
Second and Long. Yeah, get him back on.
Lady, hey, could you get Duncan the Law back online for me, please?
Sure.
All right.
What's going on, Coochie?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
It's Trey One, though.
Trey, what's going on, big dog? I hear you coming about also this weekend on the set of 29 with no Willie Bar.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother, I'm looking.
Glad I'm seeing that.
Okay.
And we'll be in the G by the rate. Look at the shit upside. You in Big Low there.
Damn.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, man. I'm going to just say it like this, man. And, you know, Trey, you've been cool with me from the very first day I met you in Alabama. You a big dude. Okay, I'm going to say this shit on the phone. because you're a big dude. You know what I mean? When we go out there to pull who we got to race, just stand all the way to the back of the line. That way we ain't got to worry about running each other. Because if you come up there and pull anywhere around us and we got to go, you got to bump heads, then you know what I mean? We got to go ahead and do what we got to do.
But you
got to let the shit fall.
Well, I wasn't planning on coming. We made a few changes and we ain't got that test yet, so we got to come to battle. No, they said the track about a tenth faster. Which that don't mean anything to me, but yeah, we will be in that 29 race, man. And like I said, you know, we still gonna be cool when it's all over with. You know what I'm saying? May the bad man win. You know,
let me give you some word of advice then. Then that you say you got a test and all that. The track will be open Friday, from my understanding. The track will be open, I think, 1:00 if I'm not mistaken, 1 to 10 or 1 to 10:30 or. something like that, 1 to 11 or something crazy, something like that. I'm not 100% sure on the time, but I know I know the track will be open, so don't be afraid. You know, you made some changes. Don't be afraid to come over there Friday and try to get it down, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of other, couple other people from out of town doing the same thing. So with that being said, I want to extend the open invitation to you on that Friday to come out and get your shit together so, you know, we can make a good showing.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the DJ we're going to get that up Friday night sometime. You know, that's my problem. When you get up Friday, you get it working good Friday. I'm going to just go ahead and we're talking about this. I'm going to go ahead and tap you on the shoulder with it now. You know, we're going to have a G-body over there on the set of 29s with a big block in it. You know what I mean? Might want to look into doing a little something, which, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's what we in the house to do, you know, and everything, you know what I'm saying? Of course, they're coming to support Running Brown, you know, they call the show and everything, so we're going to come over there. We're showing with great money team. We'll be in the house this weekend, you know, for sure, you know. I look at the weather, the weather's going to be good down there, too. So, you know, we're going to make it down there Friday night sometime.
All right, cool, cool. I just got a why. So I'm gonna make a correction. The track will be open Friday at five to eleven Friday. For those who want to come in and test, 5 to 11 Friday night, October 14th, the day before our ass-kicking start going down. But if we get enough of you motherfuckers there on Friday, we can start ass-kicking then. It don't matter to me. You know, I'll warm right up on somebody. And I'm pretty sure, you know, my team, I'm going to let y'all know, Florida coming deep. And all that shit Dog was talking about on the phone last night is bullshit. And when we get there, you're going to know we in the motherfucking building. Florida going home with all the wins. If not all the wins, we going home with 95% of the motherfuckers. So y'all can get ready for this shit. Don't say I ain't tell you, but I just told you. I mean, I hate to offend any other you motherfuckers on the line that ain't from Florida or don't represent Florida. I'm telling you where to bet the money at. You know what I mean? So we're going to give y'all a preview of what y'all going to get in December. It's just a small preview, all right? So y'all don't take these ass whoopers personally. You know what I mean? Y'all go ahead and get your shit together and come on back and holler at us. You know what I mean? But back to you, Trey. I got a little partner. We gonna come in there with a little G body. You know, he just wanna try it out. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. You know, he a little newcomer to the game. But you know, he got a little G body on some 29s. I told him he should just put it on 28s, but he always ran 29s, so he said he gonna leave his car the way it is. So if he come in there, you know what I'm saying? He running pretty good. You know, pull out. If you come in there, you ain't have no problems. I ain't gonna say you running pretty good. If you ain't have no problems, you know, it might send them over your way and let them tap you on the shoulder and introduce to them. You gonna name you from Trey 1 to ATM?
Well, I don't know, man. We coming to Gamma. That's where I'm coming. That's one of the main why I'm coming. You know, if anything, yeah. Me or somebody, I know they're gonna be the biggest show of the year. That's what it seems like gonna be, you know, and everything. So
yeah.
I know a lot of things gonna be going on. You know, and a lot of rap going on.
One thing I will say, I'm gonna say this from a racer point of view, a spectator point of view, and a hater point of view. No matter how you look at it, it's gonna be action every fucking well. It's gonna be action on the track, off the track. I mean, you wouldn't believe this race is being locked in areas that's not even really being talked about on a radio show. You know what I mean? And in areas, you know what I'm saying, that's coming to this race just to get the shit off their chest. You know what I mean? So it's going to be action. It's going to be action all fucking weekend long. That's what's up. So, Mr. Grant, yo, talk to me.
What's the note there, brother?
What was that?
I got some information. last night, K9 Racing, they almost took over the show. I almost wanted to call it the K9 Racing Show. They said they was looking for anybody on 29s, anybody on 29s, stock suspension, nitrous.
K-9 said that?
That's what K-9 said.
Anybody out there knows what K-9?
Huh?
Do anybody out there listening to the show right now, they can get K-9, anybody from their camp on the phone?
Yeah, I can get them on the phone.
Okay, well, hell, get them on. We ain't got to talk about it.
They may
we
be
gotta
on
talk
already.
Around.
They may
we
be
gotta
on
talk
that.
Around.
Yeah,
we got to talk around and we can talk to them. Tell them to push the one button.
Anybody from K-9 camp, please push the one button. That's how I got kicked off last night. Your boy Jimbo came on there, but he, you know, Jimbo, the up north nitrous small block king.
No, I never heard of him.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. I'm going to be 100. I don't know where he the king at in Michigan somewhere. He must be in the king of one of them areas where it never get hot at.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Mean,
they stay around 76 degrees all year.
I tell you, I'm going to say two things about it. One thing is undeniable. The man will race. I will say that. So I respect him as far as that is concerned. But, you know, the man is a ladder bar car on 29s and Willie bars. But
man, listen, whoa. Cut, get the whole hell. Stop right motherfucking now. You already know, DJ, we don't respect now motherfucker on Willie bars. Any bitch got Willie bars, we don't respect now bitch with Willie bars. We don't race that shit down here. We don't run them shit. Only motherfuckers run Willie bars is pole bars and back ass.
Well,
look, K-9 told him, fuck him. Come how he is, and they going to do it. I'm about to tell him the same thing, but I know we got a lot of shit going on already, but quite a few dudes in our camp. Like I said, Florida, we coming up there deep. So we probably have something to get to us, probably. I might have a little Mustang, small block Mustang, want to do something with him.
Uh-oh. Now, they are small block. They're not your small block.
Anything
stock suspension on 29.
How the fuck they talking about stock suspension? Them bitches got Willie balls. That ain't stock suspension.
No. Get
the fuck out of
it.
Man, the Willie balls is
that's
part
Jimbo.
Of the suspension. Man, Jimbo got it.
That's Jimbo talking about it. K-9 raises the stock suspension on 29.
Okay, well, where K-9 at? Let me talk to them, because they sound like they sound more up my ass.
Yeah. Let me see if I can, y'all hold on. Let me see if I can get them on the line. Coochie.
Yo.
We still ain't got Death Row back on yet.
Man, I had Lady A try to get him, and there was no answer. We did not receive an answer from Duck and the Law. I know Duck and the Law for yet, but
they must have heard me asking for him, man.
Hey, Coochie, who this is? This goddamn Dirty Red.
That be me.
Man, look.
Who that is?
This Big Clark. Do I need to get goddamn Little Red Riding Hood on here for you?
Man, we trying to get it. I'm waiting on him now. We just waiting to say him. We just waiting to say it on him. They won't even get on the phone.
He won't get on the phone.
They won't get on the phone.
Man, let me see if I can find 007 for you.
They might be
man,
on the phone.
Who the hell is that? BDP? I mean, who are they? MTV?
That Big Clark.
Oh, Big Clark. Yeah, Big Clark didn't get up Big Ken. I ain't heard nothing from them, man. Them boys, now nah, they ducking.
They just ain't pressed the winner button yet. They waiting on that to say something crazy.
Man, listen. All that, listen. They talk enough shit about what they were going to do, how they were going to do. It's time for them to put up a shit up. Well, I don't even fuck with them right now because they ain't saying a motherfucking thing. So I don't really think they had no trouble, man.
Hey, cool too.
Yo.
007 in the call. He's going to hit the one button.
Yeah, 007 call, hit the one. Let's go ahead and fire this shit up. In the meantime, let me get K-9 on, because with they tough ass, they said anybody on 29, like they some tough motherfuckers. I want to see how tough they is. So let me get they tough ass on the phone while 007 trying to find the one button.
You know I ain't going to be here Friday. Hello.
Yo.
Cool Chief, can you hear me?
Yes,
so
I can.
No
Friday. You want to wait Friday? Cool.
Okay, hold on. Let me. I didn't get no answer. Let me try somebody else from that camp.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes.
Cut that bullshit out now. Cut that bullshit out now.
What I'm cutting out? What are you talking about?
Hey.
So what out?
Just get them boys online, man. I'm gonna let you do your thing.
I'm trying to get them on the line. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing.
you should have tried to get them on the line before you made that comment. You know what I mean? Because this show right here today is strictly on ass cutting. You either
Let me tell you something. I promise you, when they get on the line. I won't have to say nothing else. He definitely can hold his own. I can assure you that. I mean, ain't nothing going.
Hey man, yeah. Talking cheap, man. Talking real fucking cheap.
Hello.
Hey, it's an L.
I got three people talking.
I heard somebody say something about Dr. Duck and the Law. Who am I speaking with?
I got this train one. I got Duck and the Law on the line.
You got Duck and the Law. Hey, Dirty Red.
Yes, sir.
Every time I go to the damn track, all y'all niggas do be yapping off at the chop. I like to raise. I don't like to talk. I'm a race. I'm a race. I don't like to talk. See them cats had this big discussion on the talk show a while back here. It don't take all this. We gonna raise all the excess talking, then lead to other things. So what I'm trying to, it ain't no talking. First of all, I don't even know you. So for you to be saying I'm ducking you, how the hell I'm ducking somebody else? I don't know you from a damn cat or dog. So how am I
ducking?
In other words, sound to me like you want to be famous. That's what you want.
I'm already famous.
The only somebody do the stuff that you doing, get on the internet with all that old off the wall ass talking, is somebody trying to make a name for themselves that's a nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got to better Google me.
I'm trying to find out how am I running from you when I don't know you.
Somebody got it, Ron, you better Google me because I'm looking for you. Talk to me. The only thing I ever seen you on YouTube losing.
That's the only thing I ever seen you getting your ass whooped on YouTube. That's all I know is getting your ass whooped out on YouTube. You ain't want to fucking race since you've been racing, whoever you is.
When you race, what you do is
get in the line with the other 30,000 that want something. But like I said, when it comes down to it, I'll be a huckleberry.
There you go with that lock shit.
All you got to do, when you see me, you say you want to race, we're going to race.
Hold on.
I got Big Ken on the line. He ain't got that much time. Big Ken.
Hey,
what's going on, brother?
What's up?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, with you make 4. We got 4 S10 boys on the phone. And we want to know what's the status with Lil Red Riding Hood.
Hey, for right now, we plan on being in the house.
Y'all plan on being there? How good? How good is so can we, so Benny saying it's a go. Can we go ahead and lock in?
Who's trying to lock in with the little truck?
We trying to lock up me. I'm trying to lock in. Dirty Red trying to lock in for Saturday.
Hey, Dirty Red, no, me and him got some unfinished business. We need to, you know, get handled.
We got all open and get that out the way, man.
Huh?
I'm trying to get that out the way, man.
Huh? Oh, we get that little unfinished business out of the way, Dirty Red. You know, we already talked about this in Macon. We gonna get out.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying. You know, I'm about 100% sure that I'm gonna be there. Everything gonna work out. You know what I mean?
So can we lock something in? Can we lock something up?
You trying to lock up with the blue check, Coochie?
Huh?
You trying to run me with real bad truck? You was talking about? I'm bringing my surprise.
Hey.
You
told me you were running me with the 9-degree mode in the little Pillsbury truck.
Nah, I told you I was coming with a 9-degree. I ain't say what truck. I say 9-degree. I said I'm running my truck.
You told me you didn't want the back tie. You told me you didn't want the back tie no more. You what you got? You running me with the Pillsbury truck.
Only thing I want is a head up race. Little Red, me and Little Red Riding Hood. That's it. I got a small.
I
block,
want the back tie.
20, hold on. I want a small block, 28 nitrous. S10 pickup.
Man, I'm not ducking. No 28 S10 pickup truck in the world.
That's what's up. That's all I need to know. So we're going to lock this up.
Bro, J
said in the world.
You know what? I got one more thing to do. To the truck to make sure it's dead right. And I know definitely by tomorrow.
Coochie,
yo, this guy right here ain't gonna be there.
You wanna say that?
Who that said I wasn't gonna be there?
Hey,
that
Dirty Red.
That Dirty Red.
Lock his motherfucking ass in, man.
Look, you know what? I'm gonna take a gamble with you. I'm gonna lock 200 up on 15.
Yeah.
Lock Dirty Red motherfucking punk ass in. Lock his ass in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, one second. Who the hell did that
talk
calling my name like that?
That's Big Clark calling your name. I'm trying to keep in your lane, so lock in.
You know, I'm not that man told you to lock the fuck up. You've been talking all that big shit that Duggan had lost. Now, be keen on your ass. What you gonna do, Red?
I was trying to lock up. You know, we had to live, we had to get out, but I'm trying to lock up now. They locked up the side of 15 to better for fast.
Dinner in.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna lock up 300 on 15 or better, man.
Lock in 5 on 15 or better. That makes sure you'll be there.
Hey,
man.
Guess what? I'm leaving it low for a reason, okay?
Hey, Ken.
What
you say?
3 on 15 don't lock in nothing, because he already owes some goddamn lock up with his scared ass. 3 on
15
is better. My thing.
Hey, Jay Red, if you're going to be there, man, you might as well go ahead and lock up the 300 on a 15 or 7. Let's do it, bro.
I'm going to be there tomorrow evening.
Okay, so listen, if you're going to be there, if you want to lock a 300 on 15 or better, go ahead and lock a 300 in, bro. Just lock him in, bro.
I just told him. We lock in 3 on 15 or better.
Okay, what time y'all want to race by?
I really ain't got no third time. You know, as long as it ain't damn late as hell with the damn dew falling, that's it. It's all up to you.
Got rated 15 or
better. Big Ken.
We'll lock in 3 on 15 or better. We'll be in the lane no later than about 9 o'clock.
Shit, that's
not with me. 9 o'clock. Hold on, fellas. Let me go over there. Let me go to stipulation real quick so we can get understanding and move on. Little Red Rider Hood, Icy Boys, 8 Mile, Heads Up, Pro Tree, 300 on 15 or better. Race ready by 9 o'clock.
Let's not set no time on it. We can make it earlier. What time is it starting?
You know, because of the issue one time before, and I just don't really lock it in that time thing.
Hey, Coochie.
Yo.
And Jerry Rick.
Yeah.
Can we say, don't the sun go down there by 7 o'clock? Be a little
bit
about
7
o'clock.
Yep.
It don't matter. We say 7 o'clock.
I didn't have to go there anyway.
But this is what I'm saying. You got to go down the same track I do. By 7 o'clock, if that's okay with you.
We'll do it
9
o'clock. We'll do it, man.
Let's do it.
I might not be ready by 9. I might be doing something else by 7 o'clock. I mean,
Hey, let's do it by Sam because Crew Chief want to race me. I want him to wait all night.
Y'all ain't got one shot in you, so we ain't gonna worry about that. I'm gonna let y'all deal with it, you know.
Oh, my.
We gonna go.
Hey, 007. 007.
Yeah.
Listen, man. This man ain't trying to race, man. This man, he just want to get on these talk shows to run his damn mouth.
You
man,
better be
hey,
mad
at him. It already started getting cool, man.
Okay, hold on. Let me be the mediator right here. Okay, 007 say 7. Dirty Red say 9. How about we split in the middle and say 8 o'clock?
That sounds cool with me.
Big Clark talking all that shit. 8 o'clock is cool.
Yeah.
Big Clark is team, Mississippi, brother, so he's going to represent home team. So you ain't got nothing in this lane, so don't even talk loud to Big Clark like that. I can't talk loud.
I'm just going to make a statement. I can't say shit to him.
Okay, so why the fuck you talking then?
I was just going to let you know. You better be glad I ain't got nothing in your damn lane.
Hey, I can make the rate right for you if you want to talk, partner.
What you call making it right?
What you mean?
I will have another car there now, so what you call
hold
making
on.
It right?
Is it back half, goddamn the other lane?
It's stop suspension.
Man, come on, man.
Hey, Dirty Red, we're going to talk about a race that might can happen right now, and that's between you and Lil' Red Robin Hood. 300, 1500, hey, Red, Dirty Red, we ain't talking about that shit right now. We talking about first order business, man. First order business, bro. Red Robin Hood, Icy Boys, 8 o'clock, there's a Pro Tree in the lanes, race ready at 8. Race ready at 8, y'all gonna flip lanes or what? Y'all flip lanes? Flip lanes. All right, 8 o'clock, Icy Boys, lock. Little Red Riding Hood, lock.
That's what it is.
And we're going to put up the 300 when we come in the track at the gate, man.
Yo, brother, that ain't no problem. 300 going when we come in.
You want to be the DP man?
I ain't got no problem doing that because I want to fuck both of y'all up anyway, so I ain't got no problem with the money.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Soon we lay eyes on both of us that track, we'll put this DP money up at time we come in the track.
That'll work.
And that
no problem.
Way,
all right, please.
Soon as I get through with Derrick Red, you can come around the bend, give me 30 minutes to cool down in 1 second. I press
the button. That's not a problem, sir. That's not a problem.
Right around the team, we'll go ahead and...
That's not a problem. Somebody, I think, sound like Trey One talking in the background. Trey One, if that's you talking, push your mute. Somebody will have a conversation in the background. So, okay, my bad, bro. Somebody talking, that might be DJ Grant. DJ Grant, if that's you, mute your mic, brother. I got a little background noise.
So you're telling me you're not...
That wasn't me, Steve. I'm by myself.
Hold on, somebody. Yo, somebody, hold on, man. I'm talking to Big Ken right now. Everybody right now, if you're not Big Ken, please be quiet because I'm trying to hear what he got to say. What did you say, Big Ken?
Soon as we get through with the Icy Boy, why don't you come right around, man? Now, you know, I thought you were running me with the little Pillsbury truck, the one you've been begging with the back tire. So you got another truck that you driving?
Yes, sir.
Get your ass to the line. I don't care what it is. 28 with a small block, 28 on, get your ass to the line.
No problem,
I'm
sir.
I'm the champ. I'm the fucking champ, man. Don't call me out afraid you're bullshitting me like this. Get your ass to the line.
No problem, sir. That's what I want to hear, sir.
I want to add one question, though. He said he's the damn champ. Is he going to bring that regular ass belt to the track, saying it? Or do we got to come somewhere else and get it?
Big Ken, you go ahead and answer that for all the listeners. Since you say you the champ, you gonna go ahead and race and put that belt up like the champ, or you gonna get on the phone with all this bullshit just talking about you the champ and then break like everybody else?
Hey, Crew G.
Yo,
I ain't getting on the phone buffing my gum. None of that. I'm gonna have the belt with me.
Okay, if you gonna put the belt up? Having it with you and putting the belt up is two different things.
That's what I'm telling you.
When I talk to y'all was in Florida, y'all had to race. I asked y'all, did y'all want to put some DP money up for that race?
What y'all think?
I went in for it. He didn't ask about the bill. I didn't ask about
Hold
the
on.
Bill.
Hold on. Dirty Red, we trying to have a conversation here. Sit down on the board, please, till we call you. We pull your chain till you speak. Just sit down now. 1 minute. We'll give you a chance to speak. Sit your ass down now. Second, all that noise. Sit your ass down. Just wait your turn. Now, we're going to give you a turn. We got the fucking numbers for my dad. We got 58 more minutes.
I'm listening, sir.
All right. Now, I'm sure by you being a better holder, you know the rules and regulations.
No.
You know the rules and regulations.
No,
okay.
I do not. That's why I'm asking.
Well, we ain't got time to educate you this weekend. We're going to spank your ass this weekend. And then we get
damn.
Your ass spanked. The rules are you put 500 up, I got 30 days to answer your call out.
It don't take 30
days. Huh?
You don't have to bet over 30 days.
Hey, Dirty Red, that's why I can't talk to you to death. You win on the talking part.
I'm just saying, you don't have to bet over 30 days.
But you ain't putting no DP money up, man.
I'm finna tell you that. When we get to the track Saturday, if I put the DP money up, can we wait for that belt Saturday?
I got 30 days to let you what you got charged for that belt.
That's all I asked. I know that. If you won't wait for the belt Saturday, that's all I needed to know.
Hey. You need to be telling?
007.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing about it, I hear what you say about the thirty day rule, but
right.
At the same time, you beating on your chest saying you the champ, you this, you that, get our ass to the lane, you gonna do this, you gonna do that. Man, shit, you might as well go ahead and throw that thing on up, man, and let's you know, man up and quit champ up and quit jumping up and let's make this shit happen, man.
Hey, buddy.
You know he ain't gonna have it long.
Hey, guess what? Fucking talk me into it. I may not take my medicine that day, buddy.
Just bring your ass
home. If you're gonna get on the show and say you the champ, and you're gonna tell us get our ass to the line, shit, make it worth our while. We already gonna get the money up. So you say you the champ, show us you the champ. Put that belt up and come kick ass like champs do, and go back home with it. Show us you the champ. Show us you earn that motherfucker, man. Cause to me. You ain't earned that motherfucker, but you got it. I ain't gonna cry about it. You the champ. You know what I mean? Until you whoop my ass, then I feel you earned it. But until then, I'm on you like straight on shit, 00.
Come on down. I'm gonna be
damn. Goddamn, Crew T. Hey, man, the man
what's
been
up?
Trying to run you for damn this 6 months, man. What you mean he earned it?
The man ain't had the motherfucking belt 6 months, so he could.
Man, he's been trying to race. Every time I know he talk to you, say you need
listen,
a
man.
Guy.
Listen, man. Let me explain something to you, Big Clark, Big Clunk.
Yeah.
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Listening.
Okay,
yeah. Now, when he obtained the belt in Valhalla, I wanted to engage with him, right? And Big Ken on the phone, and I told him, with this truck right here, I ain't got no business running you head up. I ain't got no business even playing with you. That's why I explained to him. So
okay,
with that being
so
said,
hold on.
Okay,
go ahead.
I got what I need. I got what I feel I need to win. So I don't want nothing. I ain't begging for nothing. All I want to do is flip the lane and tell his ass to get to the light. That's it.
Okay, so you done went. You bought another truck. Is what you saying?
Man, I built another truck.
You built another truck?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got a ghost truck now that you want to race for the...
Man,
for the
I ain't got no motherfucker. Have you ever seen a ghost truck? Man, small
yeah.
Block, 28 nitrous. What part of that don't you understand?
Listen, man, we understand what
you're
saying.
Listen,
at the same
sir.
Time, you said
listen,
you
sir.
Know, you know what
listen,
you want
sir.
To get. We don't know what
listen,
we're running
sir,
to, but
listen,
the man told you
listen,
to get it
sir,
up there, man.
I'm running a truck that I'm going to pull like this. When me and Lil Red Rider get to the lane, we going to look like motherfucking twins. What the
okay.
Fuck the problem? 28 small
no
rock nitrous. What more
no
do you
problem.
Need to know, sir?
Hey, it ain't
we'll
no problem.
About that.
Get your ass
I just
up
told
there.
You what I'm bringing.
And you're going to get what you're looking for. You know what,
man? Man, look, when you get with that girl and she asks you what you going to do, you say, baby, put this dick on you tonight, baby.
I got one more thing though. Speak
English, man.
Yo, who I'm talking to?
This 007. Hey, do you see Dog Mike out there on the line anywhere?
No, I've been trying to get Dog on the show since the show started. Lady A, could you check and see if Dog Mike open?
I mean, see
if Dog, if he there, open his mic up for me. I know he got a lot to say. I know he got a lot to say, and I got a lot to say to him too.
You know, I hope you don't mind me putting this out here, but you know, Dog had a little death in his family, man. You know what I'm saying?
His
brother passed. I hope he don't get mad at me, you know, telling the girls world about this here. And I wanted to make sure, man, you know, that he's gonna make sure he's gonna be there this weekend. He say he is, but you know how that goes. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm not locking in on him.
Okay, well, with that being said, I want to take a moment of silence for Dog, the loss of his brother in the Grudge world. You know, one of our brothers done lost a family member, so his brother's like our brother. So with that being said, right now, I want to have a moment of silence.
I wanted to put that out there, man, because, you know, he's been driving his brother past, man, and I give all props to his family and everybody, you know, that impact, man, and he may be with his family tonight. That may be why he's not hitting the one button. Because I know he's supposed to go be with his family, you know, today or tomorrow. He may have been on tonight, you know. But that may be why he's not hitting the one.
All right, with that being said, I want to take time out right now. As I said, you know, we're going to have a quick moment of silence for Dog and his brother. He lost his brother this week. So with that being said, everybody, with all your background noise, if you got any kind of background noise, mute your mic. Or later, you can just mute all the mics real quick for me, please.
Well,
here. We can have the proper.
Lady.
Lady A, you there? Lady A.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was mute mic.
Could you mute all the mics for me, please?
They're muted.
Okay, cool. All right. Appreciate it. Like I said, we're going to have a moment of silence with Dog. The tragic loss of his brother. All right, well, I'm back. Okay, now we got that out of the way. One thing about a Dog, you out there? I know you probably might not listen, might be with your family, but we love you, brother. You know, we here for you, man. You know, I'm pretty sure you got 90% of these bracelets, everybody on the line, 90% of their numbers. So, you know, we ain't nothing but a phone call away.
Yo, tell Lady A, I'm going to, if she see my number come back on to get me back on, I'll be back on when Kate does.
You'll be back on.
I got to hang up and call right back.
DJ Green, right?
Yeah.
I got you, DJ Green.
All right, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Yeah, as I was saying, you got everybody's number, gang. Like I said, we ain't nothing but a phone call away if need be. If you just want to hit us up and shoot the shit, man, hey, hit us up, bro. Like I said, we sometimes take this racing shit a little too far, a little too personal, you know, more than we have to and more than we should at times. But at the end of the day, you know, we all still human, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we still brothers, man, regardless what the hell going on at the racetrack and, you know, what's been said, so on and so forth. Because one thing about it, tomorrow ain't promised nobody. So with that being said, like I say, dog, hey, We here if need be, hit us up, brother. I'm pretty sure if he not listening, he'll go back and listen to the show. Like I say, hit us up, bro. But with that being said, Big Ken, you there?
Hey, Crew Chief.
I'm here, Crew Chief. I appreciate that, man, that you sending that shout out for Dog and his family, man. I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro. Ain't no problem. No problem with that. Yo.
I got the K-9 racing on the line.
Who you got, motherfucking K-9?
K9 Racing Online. That's what's up. K9 Racing. A member of K9 Racing. Speak up.
Yo, what's up?
Talk to me.
Who am I talking to?
Crew Chief.
Who that is?
That's Trevor from Big Low.
Crew
Chief
Trevor
from Big Low Camp.
Team,
oh, okay.
Big Low, baby.
What's
right to the right, D? Nothing, man. They say
right.
You were looking for any motherfucker on 29s on the 15 at Ronnie Brown Race.
Yeah, that's Saturday, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Saturday.
Yeah, well,
let's 15 fall on a Sunday.
No, it's going to fall on a Saturday. What do you want to do?
Okay. What you got, brother? What you talking about?
Talking about a stock suspension on 29 nitrous. No wheelie ball.
Stock suspension what? Stock suspension what, sir?
A car. Stock suspension car.
Okay, you got a G-Body, Mustang, Vega, Winnebago, what?
A tractor trailer.
Oh, no problem. We got a lot of our tractor trailer. What you want to do?
You on 29?
Hell no. We on 22.5s with a full load. What you going to do?
Get into your ass if you get close to me.
Oh, man. You say you got a tractor trailer. Say, shit, we run a tractor trailer too, now. We got a
right
on Peter built on bullshit. What you want to do, now? You talking?
Listen.
That's your resume, now. What's up? Talk.
Listen, sir. I had went through this shit last night. I don't want to have to keep going through it all over again.
Well, if you said correct the first time, you can get it right the first time. You ain't got to go through it twice.
Here's my criteria. 29, stock suspension, no wheelie bars, nitrous.
Okay, what the fuck are you racing? Once again, what you got, bro? You telling me your criteria, but you ain't telling me what you got. Mustang, G-Body.
Do it matter what kind of car it is? If it's a stock suspension on 29, do it matter?
Hold on. I see why you went through this shit last night. You're right. We ain't got to go through this shit tonight. You get your ass to South Georgia, and then when we see what you got, then you come give us the criteria, and then we'll get somebody to get on your ass. How about that?
Now,
that work?
Listen, player. You ain't going to get nobody to get on my ass. Won't you get on my ass?
Ooh, listen. Don't worry. We coming deep. Trust me. We coming with quite a few cars that I guarantee we will accommodate your ass with. You got a big block or small block, man. You got a big block or small block, man.
Listen, you coming deep. You lock a dollar in on five or better. And then I guess you come with the best one you got. If it's stock suspension 29 and it's nitrous, you better come with the best one you got.
All right, sir. Let me say this shit to you again. I think you don't understand what show you on. It's the Crew Chief Show, not Jeopardy, motherfucker, or Pastimes, none of that crazy shit. We ain't guessing the time and guessing the car. I'm asking you direct questions, and I would like if you give me a direct answer so I can go directly to your ass.
Well, directly to my ass is $1,000 down, 29 stock suspension. Goddamn, how many different kind of cars?
What am I risking? That ain't telling me a motherfucking thing. I'm going to lock you in and say, okay, I got 29 stock suspension, and you going to pull a motherfucking Houdini on me. What the fuck is that, bro? I'm locking in the race on 29 stock suspension. That shit don't sound right to me, bro.
Hey, it's 29 stock suspension car. If it ain't what I'm telling you it is, then you get the money. What's the
motherfucker? You said 29 stock suspension. You still ain't told me what it is. You told me the top size and you told me the suspension. You ain't told me what the car is, bro.
It's a jet.
It's a who?
A jet.
Okay.
It's a suspension car.
I ain't seen no jet in the world on 29s and stock suspension. No jet in the world.
This new that we are in 12. This the new shit. I guarantee
you. That sounds like you smoking on some of that old shit because you hallucinate like a motherfucker right now.
No, this your show. There ain't no hallucinating. You going to hallucinate when your ass get dug in.
Well, K-9, I'm going to say it to you like this.
Listen to this, player. It don't matter whether I'm a G-Body, I'm a Mustang, or a Camaro, or whatever the fuck. If I'm a stock suspension car, 29 nitrous, what matter what how I shake my Jeep, player?
Read again, because I'm not going to race her. I'm not going to lock in to race a 2,600 pound Mustang versus a goddamn 3,300 pound G-Body.
Where is it? I don't know. It ain't too many 3,300 pound G bodies out there that look like you. So I know you ain't 3,300.
You won't bet.
You ain't 3,300.
I guarantee I can. You get to the track set, and I can show you three of them motherfuckers on 29.
I said you ain't 3,300.
Listen, bro.
So why you want to talk about a car that's 3,300 when
once again, once again, once again, once again, sir. This is not Jeopardy. You're not going to win $1 million. You know what I mean? Bro, I'm asking you a direct question. Do you want a grudge race or don't you want a grudge race, sir?
Let me tell you this. I ain't even got to race you because you surely ain't the only one out there that want to race. You calling me to answer to my race. Then get to my race.
Whoa. Let's get it straight, bro. Let's get it straight. Before DJ Grant mentioned your name, I didn't even know you existed, bro. So I did not call you asking. I did not call you asking your name. DJ Grant said that you was on the radio show saying that you was looking for any motherfucker in the world with 29s of stock. I said, get you on the line and let's see what's going on so I can try to help you get a race, bro.
What difference? I ain't said nothing different. I ain't asked you what kind of car you got, what color your car is. I said, as long as you stock suspension, 29s, no wheelie bars, you nitrous, you got action. It don't matter what kind of car you got. Go get the best one you can get.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna play my best move right now. Anybody out there want to race? Cause this guy right here, I think this is a trivia game show or something. I'm trying to tell you, bro, ain't no holes jumping out no gate. Ain't no stuff like that finna happen, bro. All the trivia you going through, bro, we ain't got to do that, bro.
Well, I guess you keep getting on me. Slip out of gangster boot in.
I guess that's what it'll be then.
Well, then that'd be what it is then. I thought y'all want to race. You don't want to race. You want to know what my tune-up is.
I ain't said nothing about your motherfucking tune-up, man.
That was
one thing
about it. What kind of car do you? It's a car. That's what it is. It's a car.
Oh, okay.
That's
right.
What it is.
You're right. All right, well, we'll see you on the 15th, sir. I'm glad you're coming out to support my main man, Ronnie Brown. And
do me a favor, though. You do me a favor. Hello. Please come find me personally, please. With that fly mouth you got, you come find me personally.
I ain't hard to find. I'll be right next to the gray trailer with the Malibu sitting on the side of it and the S10 right there and a Rio right next to it and a Camaro right there. And the Promar right there, I'll be right there. Trust me, I ain't hard to find. Big Low. Once you find Big Low, everybody already know me, Crew Chief. I ain't a hard person to find. Trust me.
Well, I don't know you. Everybody else know you.
I don't know you, bro.
Trust me.
Before you leave on the 15th, you will. I guarantee you will. No problem.
Hello.
you going to see?
Yeah, I'm here. What's happening?
DJ.
I'm here.
Did anybody, you know, Tony Bynes supposed to call me back last night. I never heard from him. My number's still been the same for the last 15 years. It ain't changed. He didn't call.
If you told me the same shit you told him, I would have called your ass back either.
Well, I meant to call you earlier today. Now, I talked with Wick, the 901 boy. Now, they said that they would definitely be in the house and they definitely would give you some action. He said that you know who that is.
Could you have gave Wick my number?
He had got off the line, but
okay.
He said that I get it for you and have him call you.
Yeah, have him to call me. Yeah,
so basically, he said that he know y'all and he know who y'all are. He feel like you know it ain't really got to be so much of a lock in deal. You know all this. A lot of bullshit been going on with lock-ins and shit. He said he gonna be at the track. He said y'all be at the track. I mean, he a race. He said civil as that.
Well, I'll take that. And I ain't got to worry about what side my weak mode is or what color it car is.
Hey, Crew G.
Yo.
Crew G.
Yo, I'm here, bro.
Hey, what's up? This Quan.
What's going on, Quan?
Hey, let me run somebody. The way K-9 raced a long time ago, I don't know how long you've been in the game, but when K-9 was racing, it went all the different strips on what kind of car, this, that, and that. If you had a stock suspension car, it didn't matter what kind it was. And that's how calibration really needs to go back to. Instead of having the G body versus a G body, if you ain't got no G body, you can't run nobody. You know, that's how racing used to be a long time ago.
Right.
The way Kenai is speaking up. You know, I don't know how long you've been riding, but that's how it used to be. And it needs to get back that way. It make it more fun.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. I've been around for a while. I heard of K-9. I've seen him a few times. You know what I mean? But I haven't seen him here.
Somebody got some background noise.
Say what?
Somebody got some bad background noise.
Larry, did you find that back?
As I was saying, like I say, I've been around for a while. I heard of K-9. I've seen him around. But I haven't seen him guys lately. You know what I mean? So far, somebody out there camp calling, throwing his stipulations out by the race, that by the car that I've never seen, never heard of, don't know nothing about. I'm not interested in doing that, sir. I'll be the first to say.
Well, I mean,
I'm not interested
right
in doing that.
If you have heard of them, but they know worldwide. I mean, the racing K-9 was one of the fastest stocks and switches small block cars you're going to ever run across.
Let me say it again, bro. I have heard of K-9. I've been around a while. I've heard of them boys. I've seen them. You know what I mean? But I haven't seen them as of lately is what I'm saying, bro. I know about K-9. I heard K-9. I don't follow them a few times. You know what I mean? But I haven't followed them of lately. I heard they was coming back out. You know, I know they've been down for a little bit. They had some stuff in the making. They were trying to get together. But I haven't heard of them or seen them lately, bro. That's what I'm saying. Me and my camp, we got races already. We have races already locked up. You know what I mean? We got races. We in a G-body race for one, and we got two grudge races on the side. So with that being said, I'm definitely not interested in taking a race, you know, as of right now, by the car I don't know nothing about. You know what I mean? I haven't even set my if I have seen the car and they ain't even see it make a pass, that would have been something different. Then I could do something with the man. But I haven't even laid my eyes on the car. So therefore, I'm not going to lock. I'm not going to put anybody in my team out there in the water like that, bro. That's what I'm saying. I mean, somebody else may take it. They can do it, but we're not doing it, bro. We're trying to make some money. We ain't trying to get none away. So
if somebody were to call you and say, I want to lock in with Big Low, I got a G-body, you accept that, though?
See, G-body. If you say G-body, stock suspension, 29s, fuck. Nitrous,
okay,
turbo, it don't matter.
That's the same thing Big Oliver just said. He got a stock
suspension. That's not the same thing he said, bro. He said stock suspension, 29s. What kind of car you got? Because one thing about a G-body, hold on. Hear me out. If he just said he got a G-body, okay. A G-body only could be in this weight range, that weight range. If you say you got a Mustang, Mustang only could be from this to that. It only could be but so much is what I'm saying. I got a better understanding of what I'm getting myself into. You see what I'm saying? But I'm not finna go out there in the blind. He got a car that's saying stock suspension 29, and he motherfucking come to the track with a motherfucking car that's 2,100 pounds, sir. I'm not finna do that.
Let me back you up about when the 10-5 race were real popular.
Man, don't tell me shit about 10 years. This is the new age. This is 2012. 10 years ago was just that. 10 years ago, bro. Man, you didn't tell me nothing 10 years ago, bro. That was then. Tell me some shit about now, man. What? Huh?
Coochie, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Let me say something to him. Will you have your car there Saturday?
No, I will not.
Damn. I was sure
no,
hoping you did while you got on the show tonight.
No, I will not be there.
You must
it
know
hurt.
Somebody looking for you.
Nope, it hurt.
It hurt.
But, you know, I'm going to get you, Dirty Red. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you.
Crew Chief, you know what car he got?
Yeah. No, man.
You going to get
a big block Mustang, a big-ass block Mustang on 28 stock suspension. He's ducking and dodging me.
No, I ain't. And
I've been trying to get it for 2 years, Crew Chief. It'll take that long
okay,
to get no car you ready.
Let's see if you just an intelligent... It's Dirty Red. If I tell you my car ain't right, is that hard for you to understand? I got a problem. Something ain't right. Is that hard to understand?
I was just asking, you know, at first.
I directed that to Crew Chief. I just want to see how intelligent. Okay, if I tell you that I got problems and my car ain't right, it ain't where I need to be. Why should I go out there and race somebody when I know I ain't right?
No, you get better to have yourself together. You especially talking about grudge racing.
Okay, so that's why I'm trying to get Dirty Red to understand. I told him when I get right, I let him know. And for the most,
all I was doing, I was just asking. Okay, it's been 2 years. I'm trying to see how you got right yet.
As long as you keep chasing, I'm gonna keep putting you out till I get where I want to be. Cause I already know I'm faster than you, but I want to make sure I stay in front of you. You know, I know that I'm fast. We about the same. Put it like that.
No, the hell, you don't put me in the category with you. That slow ass big block. Don't do that.
Okay. I can tell your number down to the T. Why you think I keep denying when you call me? Nope. But I already know I passed you here. Nope.
Damn, that sounds like a bullshit.
If we leave together, we're going to cross the line together. You just passed the line.
That's a damn lie. I'm playing no gapping you when I ring you.
Okay.
I was asking what you going to be able to come there saying, you know, because you got on the phone talking, so I thought maybe you were going
to
be there saying.
Yeah, because I was trying to make a statement on the man to him saying he got a stock suspicious car. It don't matter what kind of car it is. Back long, we know that's what grudge racing need to go back to. You got a stock suspicious car, you say, like, let's race.
You know? This the new era. This 2012. They ain't doing that no more.
I'm telling you, they ain't doing that no more right now, bro.
You know, Mustangs and Camaro have been racing for 100 years.
I get that.
Man,
why you ain't got your car right here?
Listen, bro, you ain't got to give no history on drag racing. We all familiar with the computer and online and YouTube and all the rest of that stuff. Right now, we talking about what's going to happen on the 15 fucking years ago.
I think that's why his car ain't ready yet. He's still looking at that old, he's relying on that old.
No, I don't really make this as a something that I just got to do. I do it for the fun. I got way more important stuff that I do. And I just, when I have time to mess with it, I mess with it. When I don't, I don't.
To answer that question, bro, we all do this shit for fun. Don't nobody do this shit to make a living. I mean, ain't nobody. Any bitch with a race car losing money. I don't give a fuck. Every bitch with a race car losing money. I don't care how you look at it. As long as you own these regular motherfuckers, you're going to lose money.
And shit, what
that kid said, man, what?
The one that I'm talking to, he ain't losing no damn money.
I don't went through more money dealing with this hell car since I had it than I ever spent an hour ago.
So with that being said, bro, just sit back and get yourself together. That way you ain't got to worry about spending more money or losing more money than you already done lost.
But you're gonna always spend it. But like I say, when you know you ain't right, you ain't right.
You're absolutely right. So, Dirty Red, reach your mic, because my main man right here who waiting to get his car right, yeah, you can mute your mic until we come back. Somebody might be looking for y'all. In the meantime, K-9, I wish you best on your endeavors, bro. You know what I mean? This weekend coming up, I'm pretty sure you're going to get what you're looking for. Somebody going to try to do something, and it might be somebody from Florida. But, until then, I can answer that question for you right now. You know what I mean? DJ Grant, yeah. 007, did you leave me? Did 007 jump off? Okay, DJ Grant. Okay, Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe. Let me see who I got. I know Dirty Red, though. Trey One, you still there? And we still haven't been able to find Tony Bynes. But I got a motherfucking bounty out on goddamn. Matter of fact, somebody get Trigger Man on the phone. Somebody out the prime time, Trigger Man, Cowboy, one of their cheerleaders.
Hey, Crew
somebody.
Chief, Crew Chief.
Yo.
You taking a question now? I mean.
Okay, here we back on K9. Oh.
Hey, listen, Crew Chief. This is what I want to say, and I'm going to leave this alone because this shit here is crazy. We didn't race like this, but I guess this is the new way y'all do it now. Simple. If you got a stock suspension car on 29,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what size motor you got, you have a big block, an extra block, a small block, you got action. That's all that matters. I don't give a damn it is. I mean, I don't care what color it is. If the cigarette, the lighter work, the radio work, you got action. If you got what we can, you got action. And that's it. I don't need to know
what kind of question. Sir, Mr. K-9, representative of Team K-9, can I ask you a question?
Come on with it.
Do you have anybody on in your sights that you're looking for that I could possibly get on the phone so I can help you get a grudge race, sir?
Yeah, I got one good person on my sights right now.
Who that?
Y'all.
No problem, sir. No problem. One thing about
it. Y'all from Florida. And we want some of them gators.
Goddamn what? Get
in the
way. Don't worry about it. Listen here. One thing I can say about Lo. He on the phone listening. He ain't pushing one button yet. One thing I can say about Lo. Long as all shit running up the par, and we got a little gas left in the tank and some nitrous in the trailer, well, we come enough where we can put $10, $20 together and get a little pot up. So you might just.
That's what I'm talking about. And now you stop the kind of music we like to hear.
Yeah, because I ain't say I was ducking
radio
y'all.
Station
I just
we listen to.
Yeah, I ain't say I was ducking y'all. I just want to see what we're getting into before we get into it. But
if you happen to make it down to 15th and we feeling real good, and I'm pretty sure Lo going to be feeling froggy because if you don't know, we got our swag back. Oh, yeah, we got our swag back. So with that being said, we ain't ducking no fucking body, especially him bitch with a stock suspension call on 29.
Oh,
we ain't ducking
whoa, fucking body. Hello.
What?
You just said the magic word. You not ducking nobody as long
no
as they sitting
body.
On 29.
29 stock suspension nitrous. And a lot of them motherfucking turbos running around here. We ain't ducking them bitches neither. So with that being said, sir, it's all good. Huh?
We got that.
Listen, like I say, we got another agenda already. But in the meantime, between time, are we feeling good? And we might do you before we do anything else, man.
Well, let's get up say this. Them $5 y'all about to race for. Let's kick that out. Y'all going to come on and get you right now and rate way
okay, listen,
man.
Listen, sir. That shit you talking about, the $5 extra that I just come race you, listen, we already made a commitment to one of our team sponsors, Mr. Ronnie Brown, and we was going to run that race, and I don't give a fuck how much money you put up ain't going to pull us out that race, bro.
Okay, well, that's fair
enough. I'm going to tell you that up front now. So
I can respect that, sir. I'm going to respect that. You got a commitment, hang in there with your commitment. I got one for you. Do you,
no problem,
if you
sir.
Get out, put out that race, or you win that race, won't you go on and lock up this $1 on five or better, and you got another race to do?
If we get put out the race, we already got a commitment to run with 901 boys from Tennessee.
Okay, I know.
We already committed to run him first.
Y'all already locked in to race them then, okay.
Okay, yeah,
can we race out of the winner of that? Can we lock in to do that then?
Now, hold on. Let me go on with my agenda now. If we win, or whatever the case may be, we still got to run the money maker.
Oh, okay.
So, once again,
well,
that's what I've been trying to tell you from the word go, bro. We got races already. We got the G-Body race, WIC, and the money maker already with one car.
Well, I mean, I thought you wanted to race us because you was asking me a lot of information about my car. So, I thought you wanted to race us.
No. I asked questions because you made a statement saying that you wasn't ducking nobody. So I was trying to see what you had so I could try to accommodate you, bro. That's all.
Let me say this, too. It ain't that I feel like I'm passing anybody out there. That ain't a question. We haven't been out there so long. People done said we washed up and we gone. Just the matter that we want to race. Everybody know that's what we love to do. We love to race. So that's all it is.
No problem, bro. We love to do the same thing. I mean, You weren't scared nobody by saying you weren't ducking nobody. I mean, we definitely
right,
weren't scared. We weren't scared enough. We ain't scared about that. Hell no.
Because
the worst thing happened, you can win you a little bit of money, and we ain't no motherfucking big deal. We done lost more money to Mr. Joe than anybody. So with that being said, ain't no pressure on that, bro.
Exactly.
Ain't no pressure on that.
That's the whole thing. We need to get back to racing instead of talking so much. That's what
one thing about it. We race. I agree with you on that. We race.
Prime Time races, a couple other camps out there racing, and there's a lot of other camps out there talk about racing and duck a lot of races. So with that being said, come to 15, any bitch in the house on 15, you almost get. If you leave loud off of South Georgia Motorsports on the 15th without a race and your car ain't broke and you got nitrous and you got in your time, it's because you was a punk motherfucker and you was scared. Straight up, bro. Watch the words. No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying anybody, period, who come there to grudge racing don't race. You know what I mean? Anybody who come in the building, anybody who come there and don't race, man, there's going to be so many people there, so many. Everybody, there's going to be a lot of people with all types of cars, vehicles ready to do whatever. So if you come there, don't lead up to my, I couldn't get no race. Everybody was scared. I couldn't get no race. That was bullshit. I already know you're going to have some camps out there saying that, oh, they was ducking. They was scared. They didn't want, man, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see if you go out there and hurt your car. If you go out there and hurt something, then we can respect that. But if you your car is running good and you got a little money in your pocket and nitrous and everything on hitting on, man, it's all good. And you don't get a grudge racing just because you don't want to engage. So that's all I'm saying. Like I say, bro, I look forward to meeting you up there on the 15th.
That's likewise. I'm gonna make sure we meet.
You know what I'm saying? I look forward to meeting you and everybody else who on the phone. Looking forward to engaging Team Big Low or the Florida Boys. Period. Because like I say, we coming from the South, the East, the West. We coming from Tallahassee to Bradenton, Tampa, Sarasota, Miami, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Orlando, Gainesville, Jacksonville. We coming. We coming. Trust me, we coming. We coming with an entourage.
Hey,
we ain't
coming
from bullshit. Say what?
I said we coming just from Decatur.
Hey, man, y'all come. Hey, that's what's up. That's, y'all come. Y'all come on. We going to be in there deep, and we going to be looking for action. And like I say, 95% of that shit, Florida finna win that shit, man.
I do.
Any disbelievers, come and buy you a ticket. Come purchase your ticket at that gate. Go over there to the concession stand, get you some food, sit in them bleachers, and watch this shit go down. But remember, Coochie told y'all that shit, now. So with that being said, is there anything else you want to add, sir?
Thank you for inviting us to speak up on this situation, but I'm going to get off right here.
All right, appreciate it. Hey, check this out now. I do this every Wednesday at the same time, so don't be afraid to call in. You sound like good people. I ain't even met you yet because you talk the kind of talk I like to hear. You know what I mean? Most of these guys get on here try to call.
They will engage.
Yeah, you know, he sound like he want to race, and he sound like he willing to make it worth your while while we going out here doing this, man. We ain't doing it for peanuts. So with that being said, that's all good. I, like I said, appreciate you. I look forward to meeting you in a few days. So like in the words of Mississippi Joe, as long as the creek don't rise, hey, I'll see y'all on the 15th, man. So y'all take it easy, bro.
Okay, that's what it is. All right,
I'll get you that number too in a minute. I just got a text.
Yeah, do that for me. All
right.
Now, PJ.
Yes, sir.
PJ, now what happened to Turbo Tim then, man?
Man, you know, I actually hadn't talked to Turbo in a few days. Now, you know, they wrecked their car, man. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they said they had a G-body or something. They was coming out with a G-body on 29s or something.
They do. They still working on it, I guess. I mean, you know, actually they had I can't really speak too much on it because, you know, I don't want to give no wrong information.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't be surprised if they pop up in the house because, I mean, they got a few cars out of their camp, so, and you know, from what I hear, they you know, the heart of that was in the car that got wrecked was in it's in something else now, so it may pop up and bite off. I don't know.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. Being that I got you, being that me and you talking model or model, how many folks coming from your area, man, to Valdosta, bro?
That's a cop out. No. I'm saying everybody this way is talking about it. So, I mean, if they ain't coming, they lying.
You know, you got some folks talking, they ain't going to even leave the porch.
No, I'm pretty sure a lot of the major players, a lot of the spectators I talked to this past Sunday at the race, everybody was talking about it. So
DJ,
I know it's gonna be a big
about them boys racing when we came up. Them boys ain't do nothing now.
Come on, man. Come on now.
What's up, crew chief?
What's up? Who that is?
G-Shot.
What's up, G-Shot? G-Shot still looking for dogs. Well, hold on, G-Shot. And, you know, dog has some death in his family, so I seriously doubt he's going to make the radio show.
Yeah.
Okay. I doubt he's going to make the radio show. Is a good right now, it's a 50-50 chance, or about a 70-30 chance that he'll be in Valdosta this weekend. If he don't make it, then we understand. But if he do make it, then that's another thing. But right now, I got to refrain anybody from messing with
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to say nothing about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, you know.
I kind of agree with K-9 on it, man, how everybody done switched to wanting to just run G-bodies with G-bodies and shit, you know. I got a Dodge. If I'm going to run anybody like me, I ain't racing nobody.
I'll put it like this. I'm going to say it like this right now. As far as my team, we don't really care. I mean, we really don't care. I mean, we race Mustangs, G-bodies, whatever. You know, we pretty much we race another lane. So
yeah.
It don't really matter to us, but I can't speak for some other teams that they got very, very strict stipulations on what they will and won't race.
Seems like you're playing basketball and everybody else is 4 foot tall girls, and if you ain't a 4 foot tall girl, you don't get to play. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like. Well, let me ask you this question. Are you planning on coming down on the 15th?
I ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't gonna make it. My money too fucked up.
I can respect it.
I ain't got the money to get there.
So, Coochie.
Well,
yo, talk to me.
What's happening, Bo?
Man, what's up, champ?
G-Shot. Stunner. I heard you calling me, man. I accidentally got knocked off, and I had to get back on, man. Lady got me back on. Thank you.
That's what's up. Hey, y'all, let me know. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Gucci.
No, I was just gonna ask you, man. How many people coming from your way, man? I got, you know, everybody from different areas right now. I just want to see who all coming. Watch.
Gucci,
I'm
gonna be honest with you. I done put it out there, and everybody know this is gonna be one of the shows of shows. So if they don't get this, then they don't love racing. That's all I can say. Because I know if G-Shot financial situation were right, he would be here. Because I know he love racing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way that I can see the people who really love grunge racing and racing not to come is that their money is, you know, funny.
Yeah.
Other than that, this is one show you don't want to miss.
Believe that. Believe that.
Just like I said on my show, you know you got the haters out there. They want, you know, you got people want to see you lose, as
mm-hmm.
well as you got some want to see you win. But the good thing about it, if you're a real, real, real hater, you want to see it. So that means you're going to come to the show to see it. So we love the haters,
yep.
too. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
because
pay our way now. They pay our way now. Yeah, they pay our way. I say the haters pay our way because, like you say, they come and purchase a ticket just to see what it's going to do, see if it's going to flip or see if it's going to flop. You
right.
know what I mean?
So, you know, it's all good. That's, you know, it is what it is, right. man. As my partner, you said,
all right, somebody, hold on, Joe. Somebody is actually texting on the phone. Whoever texting on the phone, at least mute your phone before you start texting. Whoever they got an old phone, so they clicking the hell out the buttons on it. Whoever that is texting, could you please mute your phone?
That's probably Stunner,
It's not me. I'm on mute. Hold on. That ain't me. I'm on mute, so it's not me.
It ain't me.
Well, whoever it is, they need to get a touch screen phone because them buttons ain't working right now. Sound like that. I got old school flip phone and stuff with all that cooking
well,
stuff going on.
Crew Chief, it's one fella that I want you to ask him personally. Is he coming? You know, he's been walking around all these tracks like he's above and beyond the law. You know, I think he don't come to race. I think he come to the track to put on a fashion show and see who got the cleanest race car.
Okay, talk to me.
I'd like for you to get him on so I can address him. They call him. He out of DJ hometown. Stunner hometown. They call him Trey One.
Trey One, he was on. Hey, lady, is Trey One still online?
No, he dropped.
Could you get him back on for me, please?
I sure
Would
can.
You get him back on for me, Crew Chief?
Yeah, I got Lady A working on it as we speak. But, yeah, he was on earlier. He said he was coming there, and he was coming to do battle. He said he's going to be on 29 No Willie Balls, and he actually told me that he was hoping that he line up on the side of Big Low. So I advise Tim when we start pulling chips, he needs to send all the way to the back of the line so that don't happen. If we pull anywhere close to us, he already know what that's going to do. That's going to pay
Well, Crew Chief, you know, I know I'm in the race, but would you give me a little info on the star study line?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray.
That's not like Miss B. Miss B, that's you?
Godly line, how y'all doing?
What's going on? What's going on? That's you. Don't tell me that was you clicking the phone.
That was me doing what?
That was you clicking the phone like you was texting or something?
No, that was not me clicking the phone.
I'm sorry.
The hotline and they opened the mic. It's my sister's birthday and we're at the Mexican restaurant, but just want to let everybody know that they can check the board. It has information for this Saturday, September the 15th, Ronnie Brown race for hotel rooms and starting time for the races. As of right now, we undecided as into what time the race will start itself. So that's why it's all on the board and they can go on. And if they have any questions, feel free to call Mr. Ronnie Brown or Ms. B. And I just want to say how y'all doing tonight in the race world.
We doing. How about you, sir?
That's what's up. And so, y'all gentlemen, y'all have a nice night.
Tell your sister we say happy birthday from the race family.
We will. They ended up intoxicated, and so we're going to keep going to the morning.
Somebody getting lucky tonight.
Somebody is.
Somebody getting lucky
crazy,
tonight.
But it's all good. But I love all y'all, and y'all have a good night.
For sure.
You too, baby.
All right.
Crew Chief, well, listen, Crew Chief.
Yeah.
Would
no,
you
please.
Enlighten me a little bit and tell me what kind of star-studded lineup we got on the 29s and 28s?
Oh, man, 29s.
Enlighten me a little bit, brother.
I'm gonna start with you first because you the champ. You the G-Body champ on 29s. We got we gonna have none other than the Gangsta Boo, backed up by Big Low, Shane Stack, Chad Henderson. Trey One, I hear Cold Killer supposed to be in the building. I went blank. I had them all in my head. It's like 10 of them, 9 or 10 of them that I had.
It's 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be a few rounds, Joe. Now it's gonna be a few rounds. Ain't gonna be no one here to quit us. You know what I mean? We're gonna have to fight a little bit now.
Oh yeah, we had to fight the last time, Coochie.
Oh yeah, of course. So you know it's gonna be a fight. Like I said, ain't gonna be none of that shutting off early. Ain't gonna be no matter what name you pull, who name you pull. There's not gonna be not one easy race that day. There's no shutting off early, shutting off at 3:30, pumping your brakes, cutting your hazards on, and all that stupid shit. You're gonna have pedal to the metal. Flames all the way to the end, and I hope I also got enough goddamn cones at the 8-mile mark because
they probably gonna be bunched up by the time the boys go down through there.
So what about the 28th then, Crew Chief? Who we got on 28th?
28th, you gonna have Lil Romeo. You'll have Lil Romeo, the White Boys, Sid. There's a bunch of them. So you quizzing me right now like I'm in school. You know, I got that short-term memory loss. But with those, I think,
heard Tony Wright coming in there with a small block on 28.
Tony Wright did not.
I heard that, Crew Chief. I don't know how true it is, but I did hear that.
Well, that's what's up. Well, if he do, we're going to accommodate his ass. He going to have on 28 to 29 when he get there.
28.
And he going, that's a G-body?
Yeah.
Or is a Mustang or something?
G-body.
I know one thing. If he come to get in that race, he's going to, I hope you got some patches for his ass, because he's going to need them. There ain't no easy win over there. I'm gonna go out on the limb and say the 28 tires gonna be more exciting than the 29 guys. Cause you gonna have some small no name guys coming up just to try to take a shot at their money, and they gonna upset a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? You got local guys from every area that haven't really, you know, they ain't got no big name, but they got good running cars. You know what I mean? They can run with the best of them. You know what I mean? So with that being said,
Coochie, why you being the host? I ain't trying to interrupt you, but I want you to let the Grudge World know that this is also a Grudge racing track also. It will be plenty of Grudge racing in between rounds. Let them know.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said earlier, I don't know how long you've been on the show, but earlier, like, as I said, and I'm going to say it again, if any motherfucker come to the track with a race car and they come into Grudge and they don't get a race and they do not race and they motor not blowed up and they ain't got flat tires and they got nitrous and a little money in their pocket and they don't race, it's because they didn't want to race. It's going to be cars from everywhere in every category, from motherfucking street cars to pro mods, ready to do whatever. So with that being said, I can almost guarantee, like I said, I'm predicting this race to be the best race of the year to date. You know what I mean? I can't predict what's going to happen in October, November, December, but as of right now, I think it's going to be the best race of the year.
Well, Crew Chief, I ain't going to even lie. I'm going to have to agree with you because it's a highly anticipated race, and it looks like everybody's on the edge to be there and can't wait, including me, Crew Chief.
Oh, yeah. One thing about it, Joe, I got to give big shots out to Ronnie Brown and Miss Kim over there at South Central Motorsports. They always had that track on Kia. You know, they always had that track together. They show us a lot of love. I mean, they prep the track right. They, you know what I'm saying? They got a nice facility for us to come and get it down on.
Hold on, Crew Chief. So what you telling me, Crew Chief, is they're not going to discriminate against us. It's going to be prepped just like it would be for a Ducks race. That's what you telling me?
Man, listen. That bitch going to be prepped like it's prepped for a fucking NHRA race.
Okay.
They don't bullshit over there, bro. Listen. When motherfuckers go down the track, they will come and drag that bitch. If you tell them you got a problem area, they will try to fix it immediately. All that ball spotting, they letting, you know, make ball spots all over the track, all in the groove and every place else. No, ain't none of that. You know how you can get to some tracks and the track don't really have a groove in it because people don't know how to really put grooves down. You know what I'm saying? Lay rubber down to make a groove. You ain't got that. You ain't got that problem over there. I mean, they got, when you get out there, man, if you pull to the left, or you pull all the way to the right, or you pull in the center, you got exactly what you need, buddy. You got exactly what you need.
Well, it's going to be my first time on the track, Crew Chief. It's going to be exciting.
Well, one thing about it, we got a great surface. The race on over there is real smooth, flat. It don't have any crowns in it, no humps, no dips, no ditches, none of that. So you ain't got no reason why you
you know, people say, oh, the track had the bump in it, and I went towards the wall and the center line and all. No. They take out all the excuses. If you go over there and get your ass cut, you just got your ass cut. And that's as simple as that.
Okay, Coochie.
But like I say, and they got great concession stands, good seating. I mean, you ain't got to worry about people being stacked up on top of you and none of that. You know what I mean? You go sit down in the bleachers or stand down on the fence area or stand in the pit area. I mean, wherever you standing at, you ain't got no problem. I mean, they got plenty of parking for the racers, and guaranteed we're gonna have a blast, man. You gonna see some shit you ain't seen all year, and that's a hell of a show.
Okay. Is Stunner, is he planning on getting on the white boys over there?
That's my whole.
Oh, I don't know.
My main purpose is to come.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so if you coming over there to get on the whiteboard, so that means, well, due to your religion, I already know.
Don't get me wrong. I'm coming for anybody else, too, that look like food. But, I mean, they one of my main reasons for coming.
Well, let me ask you this question. Are you going to try to engage the Cold Killer Turbo on Turbo or no?
Is that car going to be there?
No, that car sold. Cole Killer told me that car was sold.
Oh, man. Sold it.
Somebody
put
down
$5
on that
car.
Well, how about this? Whoever bought it, I down on their ass, I go. I don't care who it is. All they got to do is get that. Anybody know whoever bought it who got the deposit on it? If they can get the buy it off, down on their ass, I go. They inherited them a man by buying that car.
So we never could get Trey One on the line,
Coochie? Trey One was a no answer. He was a no answer, Joe. I tried to get him on for you. I wanted to hear what he had to say. But, yeah, he was a no answer.
Okay.
I wouldn't answer either if I was Trey One. I'd stay as far away from Mississippi Joe as I could.
Oh, Gunnett,
hey,
what's going on, Gunnett? We got the wild man on here. Wild man Gunnett.
No, I'm not the wild man. I just have an opinion, and that's all it is, just my opinion. And I know Trey One likes to get jazzy at the mouth with you at the track. And if I was Trey One, I wouldn't answer that phone either. I'd stay as far away from the gangster boo as I possibly could. And that's as simple as that. I'm done. And DJ Grant, I just want to let you know I like the white boys.
Damn! Uh-oh, what's that been to say? What you want to bet? I know Stunner finna holler that out.
Whatever you like him for, Gunnett, just bring it over to the black and white.
Oh, you said whatever I like it for, right?
You better believe it.
All right, so I'm going to hold you to that. Hold up, I'm going to hold you to that. Whatever
mm-hmm.
I like it for, that's what you're going to do. Oh,
man, don't come with that
my
old ass, Jay. You might come with some old crazy... You
don't worry about that
TV.
Shit. If you're not a man of your word, then you say it right now on a grudging show.
Okay, I can't be a man of my word with you, Gunner, because ain't no telling what the hell you might be trying to say.
But you're talking about money, right, Stunner?
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, look here. He said for whatever I want to bet for. Now, that's what he said, Joe. Yo, don't start to stop no betting. Don't be no cop.
Oh,
no,
if it's money, then yeah, that's fine.
Well, you know what? Then you recant your statements on the radio show. It ain't for whatever. You recant your statement right now. Now I'm sorry, Mr. Gunnett. It's not for
man,
whatever.
Man, shut the hell up, man. You talking that old crazy talk again, man. God dang.
Hey,
you
hey,
like
you call
my boy, and I
can
like
call it crazy all you want. You can call it crazy all you want. But it's just
like
hey, you didn't say money. You didn't say money. You said whatever.
Oh,
hell, I might want to bring a car there and bet you I might want to bring a title there.
Got it. I'm sorry. I retract my statement. I'm sorry.
That's more like it. That's more like it. Shit. Fucking with me.
Woo! Shit. You'll go all out the deep end through the woods under the sky.
Oh, I'm mad with you anyway. Hell, I'm mad with you anyway.
Man,
I tried to. You know, right. I'm done with you. I'll fix your ass later on tonight when I get the video done.
I'm sick of your motherfucking curly tip head ass. You're a superstar. Everybody know DJ Grant.
I ain't no superstar. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, boy. I have plenty of video with you. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll let the world
good,
know
great.
What you were talking about.
Well, look, I'll tell
that.
You what you do, guys. You got the nine stand.
You got between nine stand
and get somebody to go down on my ass. That's what you do. You come to tell somebody that want to come there and fuck me up on Saturday. That's what you do. Just find me somebody. I'd be more than happy to oblige.
I will call Biz, but we all know how that shit go. Biz will fuck you up. But shit, y'all, you ran over to Biz in Mississippi and held his hand. You and Biz won't race, so.
Biz is in Detroit. There's plenty of people in the surrounding area that can probably, want to go down on my ass with this. Just find somebody as long as they on 28, I pretty much oblige.
As long as they're on 29, what about 29?
I have to see him. That's it.
But what about K-9? You think K-9
will get you? Me and K-9, I'm trying to help them out with them, and they on 29. No, I don't want that trouble right now. No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm done. Hell, like I said, it's only my opinion. According to Dog and Mike Hill, I don't know what the hell I'll be talking about anyway. So, hell, I'll take my cue and basically shut the fuck up. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Good idea.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you, being that I got you on the line.
Okay.
Who you like on the pro mod race? Mike Hill or Mike Trevino, man?
I might sound a little crazy, but I really don't even know who Mike Trevino is.
Man, I ain't asked you who you know who he is. I say who you like.
I'm gonna have to say Mike Hill, because that's all I know.
Okay, that's all I ask you, brother. That's all I ask you.
You know who I like? You know who I like, Crew Chief? I like Mike Trevino.
Shit, that's what's
up. We know you like Mike Trevino.
I like Mike Trevino.
Gotta like anybody that don't like Mike.
That's a lot. All jokes aside, I got a lot of respect for Mike.
I'm just messing. I know it ain't nothing personal. I'm just, I know y'all got y'all little thing. That's the only reason I say that. Y'all got that love, hate.
Mike is the man, but when he get beside Mike Trevino, Mike gonna drive all over top his ass.
Hey, all for the record, I'm a Mike Hill fan myself, but when it comes to home team. I got to ride with home team, man. That's just how I am, And not only that, they are official team sponsors of Big Low. So with that being said, I got to ride with home team.
So I'm going to tell you I did some research on Mike Trevino. And Mike Trevino ain't no damn walk on the field of daisies, period.
Hey, Gunny, hush, boy, hush. You fucking up our money, man.
You fucked it up already. Most people that got any damn common sense, everybody know Big Chain, Big Low money really go where, I've seen you guys be loyal to Florida on a few occasions and loyal to a few people on a few occasions. You know what I mean? But I do know that you guys bet with whoever will turn them damn W's on. I know that for a fact. So,
I'm going to say it like this. Either car can cut the W on. Either car can cut the W on that day, but at the same time, I just feel like Team Florida don't fight on top.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
One thing about it, you can't take nothing away from Mike Hill, because Mike Hill is not no slouch. Mike, he got a damn good car, he a damn good driver, and he got a damn good brain. But at the same time, he running somebody, he ain't running an underdog, He running somebody who is equivalent to him, somebody he going. Just as fast as he can run, cut a light just as good as he can cut, everything, everywhere around on that matchup is a good matchup. Car for car, everything is a matchup all the way around, and it's gonna be a good race. You know what I mean? If both cars make the cut, I like Trevino, Team Trevino, the cut on the dummy. You know what I'm saying? Be the truck world. That's how I feel too.
Now, and in all fairness and all honesty to Mike Hill, without the extraness and whatnot, it's gonna be a good race. And Coochie really just said it the best.
based off of what I've seen. I've seen a few passes of Mike's call and whatnot. And that shit, man, it looks like it's equal. It looks like those calls are equally matched, man. That shit's gonna be a tight race. Yeah, that's really gonna be a tight race. So Mike Hill, I take my hat off to you. You know what I'm saying? You're coming over to the grudge world, not doing a lot of you're grudging. Jay Vaughn was like to kick your back in, saying who had you grudge, and here in 2013 you're stepping it up. It's at the end of the year, but hell, it's never too late to make a change. Shit, Obama's president. Hell, shit.
Hey, Gunny. Hey, not to cut you off. Didn't somebody earlier say Tony Wright was coming?
I tried to call Tony Wright. As soon as I heard it, I tried to get him on the phone. He said he did not come down there with no small
Tell Tony Wright he ain't safe neither. Tell Tony Wright is not safe. But if my man cut on the W on Saturday, he can get his ass in jail because he's next on the list.
You know what? I'm going to send him. I'm going to throw up the grudge in. I'm going to throw the grudge symbol up in the air and get in touch with Tony Wright. I'm going to send him some texts and shit.
Man, you can send him whatever. Tell him his ass is not safe. Who did he say his ass is not safe in the pro mod world?
That's verbatim. Oh, the pro mod world.
You goddamn right, man.
Okay, he better not come with a small block. I also heard you say he better not come with a small block. So what you saying?
I said that too. But Benny, he was beating on his chest about his win. You know, I congratulate him on his win. You know, he pulled away from Mario and he knocked off those that, you know, I congratulate that. But we get right back on his ass now. See, I was trying to get what he don't know. Hold on, what he don't know, I was trying to get my boys to come up there my boys were supposed to be in that shootout. And we would have been there, we would have won that shit. But due to the fact that Jay Barnes, he would have never got back with me, so that's why that didn't happen. But it's all good. Jay got, he got the phone call that he felt would be the better show. So he did what he had to do, So with that we get ahead one by one.
So is it safe to say that Tony Wright's ass is not safe, period, in the grudge game?
Tony Wright is not safe in nothing he drives. And tell him if he got that motherfucking Nova and put some 29s on, he ain't safe with that motherfucking knee.
Wow, Coochie, I think you being a wild man tonight. I mean, shit, I heard you came on the show calling everybody in a mother out.
Man, listen here, bro. We got our swag back. That's what they ain't understanding, bro. We got our swag back. Team Big Low has officially found ourselves, and it's going down.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Can you give us an idea of what our Team Big Low is looking like right now? For the people who stuck with us, Big Low, can you give them a little bit of air candy?
Man, shit, we looking real lovely right now. When I say lovely, we looking real fucking lovely right now. Right now, I'm gonna come off on a limb and say like this. My man Shane Stack, I'm a diehard. Anybody know me, I'm a diehard Shane Stack fan. I think I'm probably his biggest fan. I already told Big Lord, if he raced Shane Stack, I'm gonna be over there lining him up. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I love him to death. I love Shane Stack to death. But if we get on the side of him, we're going to cut the W off.
All right, but hey,
you know what I mean?
Crew Chief, let me ask you a question.
And right now, what up?
I know this is your show, but can you explain to the people and myself why you like Shane Stack so much? What were his accomplishments that made you want to, to make you like, yo,
man,
I'm over that dude?
I've been following Shane Stack way back when he had that small block SB2 motor. You know what I mean? And he went motherfucking 490 with that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I've been following Shane Stack for a long time, many, many, many years, man. Many years, you know what I mean? So I've been a fan all the way back since way back when he was on Horsepower TV and, you know what I mean, the whole nine, bro. So,
okay, tell us some of his accomplishments. Put us down.
Yeah,
those of us who don't know, let us know some of his accomplishments.
Now you like Joe. I'll tell you the same thing you told Joe. Now you make me feel like I'm in school. I'm taking a goddamn test, man. Ain't gonna come off the top of my head. I have to think about it. You give me a minute to think about it. I'll probably get back with you on it.
Maybe we can give you the recap for the next Wednesday. Ask when you get a race recap from Ronnie Brown's show, and then you can let us know why you like Shane Stack. And then you might have some information to put on top of it. You know what I mean? And to validate why you like Shane Stack.
You want me to validate why I like him?
No, I said maybe we can save it for next Wednesday's Florida show. Next Wednesday. this group you show. When you give the race recap from this Saturday.
I'm gonna keep 100 with you, Gunny. Next week show I'm gonna be celebrating all our motherfucking wins, man. I ain't gonna be thinking about that shit next week. We celebrating all our wins, man. Man, listen,
hey,
man. They sleeping on us, bro. They think we coming to bullshit, man. We not bullshitting, man. I'm telling you, man. Florida's gonna come shake this shit up, man.
Are you locked in with anybody? Is Team Big Low, that Red Malibu, locked in with anybody?
Yeah, the Moneymaker. We supposed to run the Moneymaker. I got a race I myself have a race with Little Red Riding Hood, and we're supposed to get it on. Supposed to get it on with 901 boys.
With the 901 boys, that's gonna be nasty.
Goddamn K9. I had a representative from K9. Earlier, he was talking about possibly doing something. So he said we'll get there, meet face to face, and see what we're working with, and we'll try to get something going from there. But we've got a lot on our hands already, so I can't guarantee him that race is actually going to take place. Not with low, not with a big low car, but maybe another car from Florida, we might get a dance. You know what I'm saying, dance. When you see motherfucking Tony Bynes, tell him if he bring Rambo anywhere near motherfucking South Georgia on the 15th, on his ass, we go. And I ain't talking about a big low car.
Whose car
are
you talking about?
Say it again. He bring Rambo. If Tony Bynes bring Rambo anywhere near South Georgia, and you pull up to the gate and fall by the ticket booth, he got action.
Rambo. Hey, crew chief, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Is a certain Regal ready?
Yes. We got oil pressure.
Say word is born. Is a certain Regal going to be in the house?
Yes, we got oil pressure.
Oh, stop playing. Now you know what? Can I say it if they didn't figure it out?
I don't know who you got in mind. We might be talking about the wrong Regal now.
Is it a silver? Is it a silver Regal or a gray Regal?
No, it's not silver.
It's not silver anymore?
No, that one is still silver. That one will probably be making on the third.
Okay, all right, because I spoke to the people with that car, and they said it's the last minute buttoning up for that car.
Exactly. That's so close you can smell it. But I got another Regal that's hunting his ass like a hooker on Federal Highway.
All right. Well, can I ask DJ Grant? Who do you, DJ Grant? Who you going with? You going with Team Big Low or Prom Time?
Against. Hold on. I didn't know if I was on mute.
No, you might be going.
I just have to see, but I mean, I think it's gonna be a damn good ring. That one kind of fucks my attitude. I mean, which car are you talking about? Against Moneymaker?
Yeah, that's right. Team Big Low versus Moneymaker. Who you going for to win? Prom Time or Team Big Low? Yes or no? Just one of Team Big Low or Prom Time. Who you like?
I really have to see both. Yeah, I mean, listening to QC saying they got their swag back. I mean, they got their swag back. I think I'm going to like Low.
I'm going to say it right here.
Somebody made the comment and said, if we beat the Moneymaker, we will be the fastest G-body in the world. We're going to make them eat them words. I'm going to say that.
Wait a minute. The fastest G-body in the world is the Gangster Boy.
Man, they told us, listen, this is what they told us. They said, if Big Low beat the Moneymaker, he will be the fastest G-body in the world.
Now, come on, crew chief. Now, you know, I try to keep it 100. The fastest G-body in the world is the Gangster Boy.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. This is what they told us. Now, this came from the Prime Time camp. First, these are their words and their words only. They said if we beat the Moneymaker,
we would be the fast. We would be considered the fastest G body in the world.
I think
it was Tony Bond said it himself.
If you're not mistaken, well, I'll tell you what, the fastest G body in the world to me is the Gangsta Boo, bar none, hands down.
The fastest G body in the world is
who? The Gangsta Boo. The Gangsta Boo.
Gangsta Boo.
That's
right. Okay. Okay. I can't take nothing away from Gangsta Boo. He holding it down. But I'm telling you what Tony Bond said. So if Tony Bond say that, I'm going to try to make him eat them words, come the 15th, and show him what we really all about.
All right. Let me ask you another question. Kevin, can you hear me, Kevin?
You there?
Yeah, Kevin, can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
All right, Kevin, between Team Big Low versus Primetime Camp Moneymaker, who you like?
That's a hell of a gamble.
Yeah, I understand that, but who you like? Just if you're neutral and you don't know, so you're neutral and you don't know, so I can move on. I'm trying
neutral
to get a consensus.
I'm going to say this
to Skip. I think it's going to be a good race. I mean,
you got a lot of background noise. You got a lot of background
noise.
That's not
me. That's not me. That's not him.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is it's going to be a dogfight either way. It's going to be a good-ass race is what I'm saying. And the bottom line, what I said, I mean, I need to see both cars make a hit. And then I still may be confused, honestly, but I'm just saying I feel like it's going to be a good race. But the thing is, you got to applaud people that go into battle with hard races like this. I mean, it's not no easy race. It ain't no easy W. I mean, it's going to be an all-out dogfight. So, I mean, hats off to both of them.
All right. You know what? If you don't mind, Gucci, can I go to the lines and ask a few callers who they like? Do you mind, sir?
Do your thing, Gunner. Do your thing.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, I'd like to just randomly open a few mics, and I want to ask you guys a few questions. This is one of the biggest grudge events going down. It is Ronnie Brown's Grudge Fest at South Georgia Motorsports Park, September 15th, followed by the Grudge Inc. race on November 3rd. It's going down. If you love grudge racing, you need to be at South Georgia Motorsports Park September 15th, which is this Saturday, or you need to be at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoo, November 3rd. So with that being said, Sleepy, your mic is open. Who you like, Sleepy? You rolling with Primetime or Big Low?
Primetime.
All right, Sleepy. Appreciate it. 313-2526, who you like? You rolling with Big Low with the Red Malibu, or you rolling with Primetime, the Moneymaker? All right, 252-245-5. If you're listening, who do you like? Do you like Team Big Low with the Red Malibu, or you like Prime Time with the Moneymaker?
Prime Time with the Moneymaker.
All right, here you go. 313-5415, who you like? Do you like Team Big Low or Prime Time?
Big Low with the Red Malibu.
All right, there you have it. And that call is from out of Central North region. All right, let's see here. 313-2681, who you like? Do you like Team Big Low or you like Prime Time? 313-2681, who you like? Team Big Low or Prime Time? 786-0788,
yeah, like
your mic is open. 786-0788, your mic is open if you're listening. Who do you like, Team Big Low or Prime Time? All right, let's go down a little bit further. 850-7317, who you like, Team Big Low or Moneymaker? I'm sorry, yeah, Team Big Low or Prime Time? 850-7317, your mic is open. Can you hear me? All right, let's see here. 850-5493, who you like, Team Big Low or Moneymaker?
Big Low.
All right, my man. All right. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to do three more calls, and then I'm going to turn the show back over to Gucci. 706-8384. Is this who I think it is? 706-8384. All right. 478-5467.
1-800-875-4567. Who you like? Prime Time or Team Big Low? All right, let's take two more, and then that'll definitely be it. 253-1046. Who do you like? Do you like Team Big Low or Prime Time? 253-1046.
Big Low.
All right, this is the last. Are you like Big Low? Yes, sir. Yes,
Big
sir.
Low.
Big Low. All right. Does anybody has anybody been keeping account right now? It sounds like it might be a tie. I think Prime Time might be up by one or two votes. So I'll tell you what. Let's take two more calls and see if we can even it up. 773-6326. The mic is open. Can you hear me? 773-6326. Your mic is open. Can you hear me?
Big Low.
All right. Big Low. You like Big Low. All right, my man. And where you calling from, sir? What state? What state you calling from, sir? Well, we got a lot of background noise. Whoever has the background noise, can you please mute your mic so we can respect the other callers? If you know you have background noise, so I don't have to mute your mic, and you can have the freedom to talk at your own will on Crew Cheeks, Grudging Florida Show, please be respectful and mute your own mic before I start having to go down the line and find you and mute your mic for you. All right. Big Clark, I didn't ask you. Big Clark, if you're listening and you're on the line, who do you like, Prime Time or you like Big Low?
Prime Time, you know better than that, John Chris.
Hey, bro, all I know is, you know, I got to ask the people because I know money is loyal to whoever can turn the W on. So with that being said, Big Clark is definitely down with Prime Time. His money's going to stay with Prime Time. Let's take one more call. Big Clark, I'm going to keep your mic open. Leroy and Larry, are you still on the line? Leroy and Larry.
Yeah, I'm on the line.
All right, Leroy, Mr. Larry, who do you like? Do you like Team Big Low or do you like Prime Time with the moneymaker, with the green moneymaker for the win?
I like Big Low.
You like Big Low. All right, and Leroy, where you at, Leroy?
Barber's just catch some business.
All right, all right. Well, I tell you what, we have the Central North. The Central North has been weighing in for Team Big Low. All right, let's take, let me see, let me find somebody out the way. 224-6386. Can you hear me? 224-6386. I'm open your mic. You're wide open. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, let's try one more and I'm done. 803-8945. Can you hear me? 803-8945. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, sir, who do you like? Do you like Team Big Low with the Red Malibu, or do you like Prime Time with the Green Moneymaker?
Prime Time.
All right, and here you have it. Crew Chief, the show is yours.
The Green Guy got a question.
Well, that's all. Hey, you know, I appreciate all the votes and everybody who pulled for Team Big Low and everybody who pulled for Team Prime Time. One thing about it. One thing about it, vote different goddamn the election. Goddamn it, vote don't win their roots. But, hey, you got to bring ass to get ass. We'll be there. Looking for action.
Well, I'll tell you what, Crew Chief, if you don't mind, all of a sudden we got some. Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You're talking about that motherfucker Levi ran, right?
Uh-huh. Three zero five 7640. Your mic is open. Talk to us. 305-7640. Your mic is open. Talk to us. All right, Crew Chief. If there's anything else, I'm turning the show back over to you. I think I've had my. You know what? I'm sorry. I missed out on one of the most important people on this show. Champ, are you listening, Champ?
Which one, 007 or me, guys?
I only call one person to chat.
Yeah, what's up, guy?
Who you like, Team Big Low, or you like Prime Time with the Moneymaker?
Man, I'm both. Both sides.
You like the ball all the time. Oh, here you have it, Mississippi Joe. His money stays loyal to Prime Time. It doesn't matter who he thinks can turn on the W.
or but shall I say it does matter who he thinks can turn the W on. Mississippi Joe's Lola Prom Prom, and there you have it. What I do want to ask, Crew Chief, are you guys testing, if you don't mind me asking, are you guys consistent in your test passes?
Consistent?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gunner. Hey, Gunner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got our swag back, bro.
I gotta ask, because I want to know these things, and I'm sure the spectators want to know, too. You know, a few times that I've seen you guys run, you guys came to Macon, you guys are having problems. You know what I mean? You guys got down the track good, and then you guys didn't get down the track good. I just want to know, how many times a week have you guys been tested?
Listen. Let me explain something to you. Let me give you a race recap real quick. That shit happened in Macon won't happen no more. It was a miscalculation amongst the team, and you know we was up in the air. One set said this, somebody else said that, and we took a flip on it on the coin toss, and we end up making the move that we already was figuring was the wrong move to make, and it bit us in the ass. But with that being said, you learn from your mistakes, you lick your wounds, and move on. I congratulate Mississippi Joe for cutting the wind light on and shit like that. That shit ain't happening no more.
Mississippi Joe, so I love you got your hands full. All right, well, Coochie, let me ask another important question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
When would you, if you guys decided to get back beside the Gangsta the Boo, how many times do you feel you would need to turn that W on before you say, yeah? You know what I'm saying? We can definitely compete with the Gangsta Boo.
Shit, we can compete with the Gangsta Boo right now. We can compete with the Gangsta Boo. We haven't proven that to the fans and our followers and our haters, due to the fact that every time we match up with the Gangsta Boo, they end up cutting the light on. But from inside the crew, yes, we can compete with the Gangsta Boo. We can compete on every part of the track with the Gangsta Boo. We haven't accomplished that yet, aside the Gangsta Boo, but we can compete with him. If we could compete with him, we wouldn't be playing with him. You know what I mean?
Well, for a long time, Crew Chief, you guys were the only ones that were competing with the Gangsta Boo. You guys were the only ones that were able to compete with the Gangsta Boo, period. So, once again, Crew Chief, you know, how many wins do you think would be enough for you to feel like you have convinced the fans that you guys are able to compete with the Gangsta Boo? How many times do you think you need to turn that W on?
Okay, to answer that question, for me, to feel comfortable, twice. You know, win. We cut the light on. Everybody can win on the fluke once. You know what I mean? So to win and back it up. You know what I mean? If we go out, put it like this: if we race them and something happened to the car, we wouldn't feel good about that win because we know they didn't make the trip. You know, we want the same race that we had when we went to Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Hub City. You know what I'm saying? We went down through there side by side. You know what I'm saying? We go down through that side by side and cut the wind light on, and we do that twice, we know we all right.
Would it have to be twice consecutively or just twice, you know, you cut it on, and you cut it on again?
It's like a record. It's like a record. You know, it ain't no mean shit until you back it up. You know what I mean?
All right. Here you have it. That's how Crew Chief. Mississippi Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, Gunn.
Mississippi Joe, now let me ask you, how many times do you feel, how many times would Team Bigelow have to turn the W on against the Gangsta Boo for you to feel like they got their swag back?
God, that's a pretty tough question because, you know, I believe in my brother's car. I believe in it. So I know they're not going to whip it unless something happens. Unless Tony Red Light or something happened to the car. I know they're not going to whip it. If we both make a clean hit, everybody make a clean hit, they're not going to whoop it. And Lil Mo won't even be there. And Lil Mo won't even be there. So, you know, we're not going up on the pills or nothing. Not turning nothing up. Coming to fight. Period.
All right. So, Mississippi Joe, once again, I got to ask, hypothetically, how many times would Team Big Low need to turn the light on against the Gangsta Booth for you to say, you know what, them boys are now ready. They ain't playing. How many times would they need to turn the light on against the Gangsta Booth for them to earn your respect?
Well, got it. No, they don't have to whoop us no time. They already have my utmost respect, right? I respect
okay,
them to the
Mississippi
books
Joe,
right now.
Mississippi Joe, we're dancing. Mississippi Joe, we're dancing right now. You do understand the nature of the question that I'm asking.
Well, didn't you ask me how many times would they have to turn the light on to earn my respect? And I said that they wouldn't because they have my respect right now. You got it. What the grudge world don't realize is without Big Low, it wouldn't really be no Gangsta Boo because nobody's racing us. So in order for us to be seen or heard about, we have to be engaging. And so they stepping up to the plate. So, you know, I applaud them. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, when I first asked this question, it was just Team Big Low that was able to compete and willing to run against the Gangsta Boo. And that's it, across the board, bar none. Then after Team Big Low put up such a valiant fight, then you had the Cold Killer that into the fray. Then you had the white boys coming for the building vehicles to compete against the Gangsta Boo. And God knows who else. You understand what I'm saying? And the playing field is even so much broader now because you guys have decided to run other cars other than just anybody. So you know, but once again, I do believe you guys will see action in 2013 before this year is out. And I know you guys will get plenty of action in 2012 before the year is out. And in 2013, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to have your hands full. You know
well,
what I mean?
Gunner,
so far as heavy hitters.
Well, Gunner, that's good. When you got competition, it just makes it good for the grudge game. And I'm sure the fans want to see it just like I do, you know?
All right, well.
Me personally, Gunner, if you ask me, now, I'm going to just tell you the truth. I just feel like this. I just believe in that Boo. I believe in my driver. I just believe that. I mean, I don't think nobody can whoop the Gangsta Boo, but unless there's another Gangsta Boo out there. Not if it make the trip. And that's my opinion.
All right. Well, as you guys heard, Mississippi Joe can't answer that question that I posed because he can't see anybody whooping against the boo. So, you know, the way he's looking at it, that's just a question he just cannot answer because he just can't see the Gangsta Boo being whooped. So we got to respect the way he feels.
Not if it makes the trip. Don't forget to put that in there.
Okay. Well, Mississippi Joe, like I said, we're not locking up for a grudge race. I think a lot of the people understand what I'm saying and the points that I'm kind of trying to get across. You know what I mean? It's no trick question. I'm not trying to stiff anybody or anything. I'm just trying to keep the conversation moving forward. And, you know, with that being said, Crew Chief, this show is yours. I'm turning it back over to you. I asked the questions I wanted to ask. I want to thank you for allowing me to ask the questions that I wanted to ask, and I hope some of the viewers and listeners got something out of it.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I just wanted to make sure we still have you, sir.
No, we good. We good. It's all good. Like I say, when we get down this weekend, man, and we get in that G-body race, we ain't taking nobody lightly. From turbos, the pro chargers, to nitrous. You sit on the side of us, just be ready to race. Put it like this. I'm going to say it like this. When you sit on the side of us, whoever it may be, sit on the side of us come this weekend. Just be ready to make your best pass. That's all. I'm going to leave it like that. And, you know, because we coming to win, man. That's all to it. You know, we good sports. Anybody and everybody who ever raced us always know me. I always walk to the car, shake the driver's hand, tell them good luck, be safe. Regardless, win or lose, I always want both cars to be, I want all the drivers to be safe. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I always do my normal handshake, do everything beforehand because I know how it be. Once teams start cutting lights on and stuff, you know, it can get out of control and stuff like that. So I like to do a lot of that stuff ahead of time. But like I say, just be ready to make your best pass, man, because we're going to be there. We're coming to represent. And we ain't ducking nobody, ain't running from nobody. I mean, we matched up with the Gangsta Boots several times. If it come down to it, so be it. We have to do it again. You know what I'm saying? If we pull one another, it's not like we haven't pulled one another before. But if we do, you know, if we have to pull each other again, hey, it got to be what it got to be. You know, at the end of the day, it takes two cars to race. You know what I mean? All the sidelines, all the haters talking about this, talking about that, talking about the other. All they only sitting on the sideline talking. We racing. So it's all good, man. It's definitely all good. So like I said, I look forward to seeing everybody. And shit, don't sleep on us. We definitely don't sleep on us. We gonna shock a lot of people. I tell you that much. Hey, got it. Hey, Gunner. Yo, you done. Gunner done dropped off on me, too. Hey, Joe, you still up?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm inside the store, though, Cool Chief. I got background noise.
Yeah, oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Hello, Cool Chief.
Say what now?
I said, hello, how are you?
Who am I speaking with?
Speaking with Larry out of Chicago.
Larry, what's going on, Mr. Larry? Hey, you going to make it on the
15th? Oh, ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. I'm definitely coming. I'm coming down there to see the event. I'm coming down there to support Grudge Inc., and I'm coming to support all my brothers that's down there, man. That's what I'm doing.
All right, y'all bring some, or y'all just coming to spectate?
We're probably coming to spectate. We had a little something that we had to do on our end, and
okay, well,
you know, we don't know if it's going to be the way we want it to be before we come. If it does, we'll bring it. If not, we're still going to get on the plane and come and support you.
All right, well, that's what's up. We appreciate your attendance, you know, being in the building. You know, come support my main man, Ronnie Brown and Ms. Kent. You know, they do a lot for the Grudge game, and they support a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I wanted to make sure that you knew that I was, you know, on before you all shut down, because like I told you, I'm still supporting all shows. I'm supporting everybody, man.
Okay, that's what it's all about. When, as long as we got people like you supporting what we do, man, we gonna be all right, man. This thing gonna work out. You know what I mean? This thing gonna actually be what it is, man. Because if we don't stick and stand by one another, shit, we lost, man. You know what I mean?
That's what it's all about, Cool Chief. That's what it's all about. That's why I'm showing my support on it, because of the simple fact that it's a necessity that we all do it, not just me or you,
everybody.
All of us.
Yeah. We try to support many. We try to support many races as we could. Put like this: we try to support many races as we can afford to attend. You know what I mean? Because they race all over every weekend, but of course nobody can race every weekend, can be at every show all the time. You know what I mean? So we try to attend as many as we could that's in our financial budget, and try to support, you know, many people as we can. We support those who support us, because we get a lot of people that's out there in the Grudge game that don't really give two shits about, you know, you, me, or anybody else. You know what I mean? So. Nevertheless.
Well, with that being, you know, Cruci, I'm sorry. I know we got a few minutes on the line. I have Mr. Hitman, Mr. Mike Hitman Hill on the line.
Mr. Hill?
No,
man, what's up, brother? Man, I've been trying to get you on the show started, man.
We've been working, man. Mario had me up there working my ass off at the end of the day.
Oh, y'all at track?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, bro. I ain't mean to bother you, man. But, no, I was just...
I'm done now.
Oh, okay.
I'm on phone.
Yeah, I had Mikey on the line. He was holding on the line earlier. About the weekend, you know what I mean? Coming up, we're going to get into it with Trevino Motorsports, and I had him doing a little poll, see who was liking the Hitman, who was liking Mike Allen. I'm gonna be the first to say, you got the fan vote. You definitely got the fan vote. You know what I'm saying? Mike the Hitman, you a hit with the fans, so hopefully, you know, that'll relate on the racetrack, roll off to, on the racetrack, and turn out a win. This weekend. So how you feel about this upcoming race you got going on?
I feel pretty good about it. I know the man ain't no slouch. I mean, and shit, I ain't either. So it makes for a good race, you know. All I say is we coming to race, you know what I'm saying? So
hold on, bro.
But I mean, like I said, we coming to race. That's the bottom line, you know. I can't. We'll see what else says.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to reiterate to my listening audience that, you know, a lot of people may not have heard of him, but the guy, you know, Mike is definitely not a slouch. You know, neither are you. I'll say it was a good matchup all the way around, car-wise, driver-wise. You know what I mean? Y'all match up real good. So both cars make
sure.
It's going to be one hell of a race.
I'm telling you, Mike was around when I'm 10-5 racing, he's 10-5 racing. You know, he was good at that.
Exactly.
Another man got he's exactly. What he do. You know, they go hard. You know, and they don't come with no half ass equipment either. Gonna make a good race, man.
Yeah, one thing about I'm glad that you. Like I say, I even told the fans that you know you was the one to put the call out looking for action because you was gonna be in the building, and you say, hey, while you're down there, you might as well make you a few dollars while you're there. So glad that the fact that you reached out to the Grudge community to bring action, you know what I mean? Because that in itself, your race by itself as a headliner can pretty much pack any racetrack at any given day. So, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you for, you know, reaching out to the Grudge world to get that going. And
it's a straight Grudge race, you know, let it be known. Ain't no match race. It's straight Grudge race.
Ain't no match race. Ain't no 2 out of 3 is winner take all. And it is what it is.
Ain't nobody. I don't want the little. It ain't no match race. It's a straight Grudge race. And ain't nobody paying me to be there. I'm coming. We coming
exactly.
To race. So, like me and Mario said earlier, we coming to race this year. We ain't going to lose. We coming to race.
The battle of the mics. That's what it is. Mike versus Mikey. Battle of the mic. So, like I said, it's definitely one of them races y'all do not want to miss, and I'm glad I was able to grab, you know, a few seconds of your time. I know you're a busy dude, but if you happen to see Tony Wright, tell him he ain't safe neither, man.
He out here somewhere, but I don't know where he is at the moment, but he out here.
Tell him if he happen to slide over and slide off with a promo, and Wayne hurt nothing. You know what I mean? Cost still running good.
He's gonna come with that nose if he come. He ain't gonna come with that pro model. We told him he's dead to come in that off
the pro model. Oh, okay. Y'all already done put him in the headlock already.
Yeah, we got him in the headlock on
that. All right, well, you got anything else you wanna add? You got a show coming up
next
weekend after that, right?
Dollars, man. Yeah, next week in Dollar 27. You know, we're doing $10,000 pro model shootout, man. It should be good. That's kinda what we're here to pick for the day, so. And, you know, just trying to get ready for the weekend and for the next. But yeah, I mean, I see everybody Saturday, man. I think it's going to be a big show, and I think Saturday going to show what if everybody do the same for everybody. I think Saturday's going to be prove a big point of what all the
cool.
Be.
Cool.
But I will be in Darlington. I will be in Darlington if anybody cares. I'll be in Darlington checking out that big-time pro mod action. And on the 22nd, supporting Mike Hill, I will definitely be there for that. And I'll also be in Darlington on the 29th, the following week. That is our big Texas race. And for those who don't know Mississippi Joe, they have the race over at Hub City also September 29th. So for those in the halfway point and for those who make it all over to Mississippi, it'll be a good show. For those who are going up to Darlington on the 22nd and the 29th, you'll definitely see all the action.
Good.
Yes, sir.
The show has been canceled, got it?
Oh, okay. That's new news to me. All right.
Okay. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll see y'all Saturday, man.
All right, Mike. Appreciate you. All right.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Hey,
with that being said, I mean, we got, I know last time I was on the phone, it got close to 11 and my phone hung up on me, so before I hang up on anybody, I guess we can just go ahead and do some final comments, you know what I mean, and go ahead and shut this thing down. But who got online, Dennis?
All right, let's check it out right here. If anybody has any closing comments, please press your 1 button. But I'll tell you what, we have 706-4073. Your mic is open. Please go ahead. 706-4073. All right. 706-0305. Your mic is open. Please go ahead. 706-0305. Your mic is open. Talk to us. 313-5415. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please. 313-5415. Your mic is open. Any last closing comments? All right. Kevin, your mic is open. If you have any last closing comments, please go ahead.
Hey, everybody have a good time. Peace out. Good night.
All right. Big Quark and DJ Grant, you know you guys might stay open. And with that being said, I just want to let everybody know, I like Mike Spavino.
And trust.
Gucci.
Go ahead.
How are we out?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Gucci.
Yeah, hey, question.
Oh. Yes, sir.
And how long is it going to take you to get these DVDs ready for this show after the 15th?
You know what, Crew Chief? I'll tell you what. I try to hold a lot of the footage that I have because I've been working on a project of my own for quite some time now. But this race right here, if the people want this DVD, as sure as there's a set in heaven, if this the race will be Saturday, the DVD will be ready Tuesday morning for shipping. And not only will it be a DVD, it'll be a multi-angle DVD.
What's up? Oh, cool.
If the people ask for it, you know, like I said, I do try to hold a lot of the footage that I have in the projects I'm working on. If the people want that DVD, I'll have that DVD ready Tuesday morning, and it'll be a multiple-angle DVD. From burnouts to turning them W's on, going through the track. I got a little bit of help on my team now, and he's been trained well.
Cool. That's what's up. There you have it. Want to go ahead and give me a final comment on Gunner?
Once again, everybody, if you love grudge racing, you should definitely be at South Georgia Motorsports Park for Ronnie Brown's Grudge Fest going down September 15th, courtesy of South Georgia Motorsports Sports Park and Ronnie Brown. Kim, we thank you for being a number one grudge facility. It's a very nice track at South Georgia Motorsports Park. There's plenty of seating, plenty of parking, plenty of bathrooms. The bathrooms are clean. You can go in and get your food all over the track. Also, November 3rd is going down. Mega National Dragway to Zoo. It's a grudge race. We have races coming in from all over the United States, as far away as from California. So once again, November 3rd, it is a national race. It is a grudge race going down at Macon National Dragway. Also, September 22nd at Darlington, Mike Hill has a $10,000 pro mod race. $10,000 pro mod race that's going down in Darlington. Gunner Picks and Company will be in the house supporting that race, getting a little bit of footage. Being that the big tire cars are running now, and, you know, they're making a resurgence, I will be on the scene and try to capture it. I don't know when you'll see that footage, but you'll be seeing it soon. But we'll also have September 29th. Big Texas race is also going on at our Darlington. And we'll have Mr. Leroy, a.k.a. Bruce Leroy, driving his show enough car, competing directly against Big Texas. One of those brothers will turn the W on. Which one, we don't know. But what we do know is that it will be a dogfight. Brother Larry, do you have anything you need to say about that race going down September 29th in Darlington?
The only thing I can say is just I want
I want them to see us for them to support us the same way we're going to support them, because we're going to try to be to every event that you all have. You know, and it's all about us, you know, supporting each other and so far and so on. As far as the race is concerned, we're going to do what we got to do. You know, so with that being said, I'm back on mute again.
All right, wait a minute. You know what? I forgot something. I forgot something very important. Bobby Wildchild is now managing Albany, U.S. 19. Bobby Wildchild is managing Albany Track, U.S. 19. Whenever you get a chance, if you're looking for a race or you're looking to lock in a grudge race, you can call in to the Grudge Inc. Show, and we'll see what we can get going on. We'll always see what Bobby Wildchild has going on at his track now. We want to definitely support Bobby Wildchild. He's taking over that track, and he's making some changes. And please, by all means, once again, Bobby Wildchild is managing U.S. 19. If you're looking for action and you're looking to get out of your normal racing pool, please contact Bobby Wildchild, manager of U.S. 19, or you can call into any Grudge Inc. show and let Bobby Wildchild know that you're looking for some action. Mr. Joe, am I forgetting anything?
Hey, Gunny.
Yes, sir.
Gunny. Before we lose the show real quick, I just got a Y25, so you want to go ahead and order his now.
That's not a problem. That's not a problem.
You got his phone number. Go ahead and hit him up once the show ends, so y'all can get that together.
I have Tight Man's number. I'll definitely go and catch with Tight Man.
No,
but like no, I said,
no,
Tuesday
no,
morning,
T5, not Tight Man.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Coochie. If I give you a call, and I'll get in touch with T5 directly.
Cool.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, last call for alcohol. We have 2 minutes before the show goes out. Anybody, as Dog would say, lottie dottie, looking for action. This Saturday, the place to be is South Georgia Motorsports Park, Valdosta. We'll have grudge racers also from all over the United States in the house, and it's going down. I'm done.
Hey, Gunny.
Yes, sir.
I got a quick question. Do anybody know where any strip clubs at in the area?
I think you got to go out there in those peach. You think you got to go out there with them peach shoes and get the peach. That's about it. I don't know where any of the clubs is at in that area, but I tell you what, we got a couple of days to figure.